don't you dare call me again in the middle of the night.
I don't give a fuck where you're calling from. Fuck off.
We're looking.
You're calling at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, if you phone this number again, I'm contacting the police.
Would you stop ringing this phone?
You're ringing again. I'll phone the police.
Listen,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Will you massage me with oil or powder?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick.
His own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
All right. Nice. Good job, launch team. We did well. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight to Madhouse Radio. January 26, 2012. Our last show of the month. I'm your host, Carlito. I made it. Thank you. Here with me tonight is Milkman. Milkman, how are you? Milkman? Milkman? Uh-oh. So we had Milkman. Oh boy, I had Milkman, and then I lost to Milkman. Well, so much for a smooth start to the show. Oh God, now Milkman won't answer. Well, Milkman's upset with me because his picture has been making the rounds since last week's show. Unfortunately. Very sorry, Milkman. I listened to the podcast, and if you all heard the podcast, you hear specifically, he said, go ahead. I asked him, can I post that? And he said, yeah. And I said, all right. And I did. And he got very sore at me. Oh, boy. Well, thanks everyone else who's here. We're going to have a good night tonight. Prank calls and the such. You know, do your thing. If you want to submit your request, you can do so over at the main website. MadhouseLive.com is my website. Our website. It's your website, too. Don't forget that. Let me not say it's my website. I don't own it. I just pay for it. I am your MC for the night, Carlito. MadhouseLive.com, as I said, is the website to go to if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is my screen name. Again, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, send your requests, your comments, concerns, and insults to Madhouse Radio. That is my screen name. I'll be monitoring that during the show. If you're an MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. You can do that there also. Much appreciated. Follow us on Twitter. Why do I keep doing me and us? I'm just taking ownership of everything today. Twitter, Madhouse on Twitter. That's me over there. Madhouse Live on Facebook. Be sure to add and like the pages. Got a fan page and a page for myself, Carlito Pranks, on there. And yeah, well, here we are. I prefer not to get into any topics of the day because I just don't know, really don't care. Topics of the day. A lot of snow for me here, Monday. Icy conditions. I'm not used to it. You gotta remember, I'm still... I know you guys know I went through the whole medical issue, the surgeries and all that. Surgeries and all that last year. And to be honest with you, I do not have the strength I used to this time last year. It's quite amazing the toll that sepsis and a botched surgery and then two more surgeries after that and 9.5 months at home without being able to do anything and all this shit. About 6 months of that just sitting on my ass, not allowed to even get up during the day and shit. Anyway. So it's hard for me to walk on ice and snow. Not that I'm even really used to it. I mean, I just moved to Pennsylvania from Florida, being all my life in Florida. Having only seen snow maybe 2 or 3 times. I moved up last January. Oh, holy shit, I just realized it was a year ago today. Wow. Yeah, what day is it? Is it 26? A year ago today, I left Florida for Pennsylvania. Wow. Completely forgot about that. I'm trying to get a hold of Milkman. He just won't answer. Come on, Milkman. Come to me. Come to me, brother Milkman, and speak to me. I don't know why he won't answer. Let me try him on the cell phone. Orlando Magic are playing right now, the Boston Celtics. You guys don't care about that anyway. Anyway. Hello?
Here you go, man.
Finally, God, man. I've called you like 3 or 4 times.
Your number, man. You're not answering. You're on your number.
Right, okay, whatever. I've been trying to call you, and it keeps going to voicemail.
Yeah, it's calling your number. I called both of your numbers, and you didn't answer.
All right, whatever. Who cares? Anyway, so how are you doing?
I'm all right. Are you on the air yet?
Yeah, we're on right now. We just started.
Oh, okay.
It's just you and me.
Hey, man, what's happening, brother?
Now you're in a good mood. Hey. Sour panties.
Well, fuck, I didn't know what's going on. Maybe hold on. It went quiet.
I started the show and I said, Milkman is here. How you doing, Milkman?
Yeah.
And it was nothing but silence.
Hermanito, how you doing, my friend? So good to hear your cheerful voice. And we're ready to do some crazy things. I like your plans. You revealed to me earlier. That's some good things to look forward to, I hope.
Yep. Yeah, man. So, yeah. Hey,
how's
sent me
been going with you this week, brother?
We're coming
off.
Cold. Cold and snowy and icy and rainy, man.
Ah, Frosty the Snowman come to visit. All right. How's your health doing? You're sounding rather healthy and spry tonight.
I had an eye appointment yesterday. It didn't go too well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, let's not worry about that right now. We're going to have some fun.
Let's not talk about it.
Quick. Jack jumped on top of the candlestick.
That's right. Well, Milkman, hey, just wanted to mention real quick, Big Greg on Twitter's giving a shout-out. Says, you guys are hilarious, man. You just found you guys online. The Turk and the Indian calls are great. Keep them coming. Thanks, Big Greg. Awesome.
Thanks, Greg. We love you, brother. Thanks for joining in, man. Come and talk to the chat.
Yeah, join us in the chat room if you're not there already. And then Bobby Roode wants to send in some numbers. Send them in. Go to the website there. Bobby Roode on Twitter. The fastest way, the best way for me not to lose it is if you put it into the request a prank form over at the website, the madhouselive.com website. That way I will be sure not to miss it. And, there you go. Well, thank you. I'm watching over on TweetDeck on the side there. So you sent the number, Milkman, for a gay man named Danny at Red Robin. What's going on here? How'd you find out about this?
Oh, just a little bird from the arm had mentioned this guy to me, so I heard that it was somebody of interest that has been, rampantly, flamboyantly assailing many of our friends and listeners out there.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, phone losers have beef with Red Robin as it is already, so that's just right up our alley, so... Is this his cell phone or is this his work number at the Red Robin that you gave me?
That's the work number, I believe. That's what I was told. The only confirmation I got is that it definitely is on lookup, definitely on the Red Robin.
Okay, well, let's get right into it then. Let's give it a call, Milkman.
All right, my brother.
Right, this is a Milkman submitted number. They usually are really good, Milkman, when you submit numbers. You know, you've got a good record. Mary Menzies, right? Wasn't that yours?
Yep.
And then,
Then
we move on to Kiss My Pussy Lady. What's her name? I forgot her name.
Oh, fuck that psychotic bitch.
The bus driver.
Charlie, too.
Charlie Patton. I put his cordless phone in the in the tub.
Mansfield. Deborah Mansfield.
Debbie Mansfield. That's what I meant. Kiss My Pussy. That's what I call her now. And who else was there? Was there anybody else you sent in? You sent in a few.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to think who else to do that. But those are some good ones. So, hey, can we do this? Can we do, like, one call ahead of time? Because there's somebody that may want to hear this call go down. Like, the person that just passed the number along. So I just want to make sure I get contact with them so they know to be listening.
So you want me to wait then? All right. Well, you tell me when.
Do you mind? Yeah,
no, I don't mind.
And then that way I can go ahead and we can set it up.
Well, whatever you want, brother. Man, it's your night tonight, man. This is it's your birthday show. Milkman, happy birthday.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah. Thank you, man. I'm so excited.
Happy birthday, Milkman. Oh, the fuck? Your birthday's on Halloween. Why don't you fucking do this?
Oh, man. Well, I'm on the trick or treat. You never know, man. It's a birthday like that.
All right. I did get a number on the Google Voice. Did you call my Google Voice line or something? Someone called for me.
Yeah, I tried it, but it just kind of rang and rang because I tried the only two numbers I got.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, there we are. New. Any numbers, new? Anything? Excuse me. I can't stay on late tonight because I've got to be up an hour early. I've got to be at work an hour early today. Tomorrow, rather. So, beware. But I do have many requests of pranks here. Let me get to those now. RBCP was working on some numbers from... for our international... Well, they're not an international company. They're like a pharmacy company, and they sell general goods. But at the same time, they're well-known for their developing photos and stuff. And let me confirm before I start going any further. That's what's going on here. He sent us 20 photo customers to my email address. All of them have photos waiting to be picked up. Okay, so basically, RBCP called the photo center, the photo kiosk or whatever, and said, "Hey, I'm from corporate. Can you give me the top 20 people who have photos that haven't been picked up yet?" And they said, "Sure, here you go." And so they gave him phone numbers and names, I guess, so if people have pictures. Got 20 of them. And here we are. So we're going to get to this here. Milkman, let me know when I can do your number, okay? Milkman? Did I lose you, Milkman? I forgot. He's getting a hold of the person. That's what's going on. Oops. I don't know if there's got to be an answer here.
Hello, this is Nicole. Sorry, Mr. Paul.
Damn it. All right. Let's call Antonio instead. Big Antonio. Antonio's phone is busy. We'll call Valerie then.
I can't get to the phone right now. Leave a name and number and the reason you called.
Oh, man. Well, this isn't going well. I'll keep running down the list. I got this nice little app now that lets me take my email, any phone numbers, I click on them, and they go right over to the Skype. It's very convenient. Maybe I should be doing these in Google Voice so there's an outgoing number, though. Let me try that instead. I can actually switch it so it sends it to Google Voice instead in about 10 seconds. Well, anyway, I hope you all are doing good. I am well. The news about my eye. Oh, I'd rather Milkman be here for that. Milkman, are you back yet? Jeez. Because I want Milkman's take on it. It's not horrible news. I mean, it's just not good news. Not that big of a deal, I guess. Don't worry, guys. I'll be alright. Alright, now I can do Google Voice here. I already did Valerie. Let's call Marie. I don't get it, man. Why are all these people on the phone? Belinda.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is Belinda there?
No, nobody's around. Do I know who's calling?
Yes, I'm calling from the photo center.
From what?
The photo center. Belinda has some photos here that she left for being developed into pictures that you look at.
I believe she doesn't want that anymore.
Well, the problem is she left them here for a long time. Are you Belinda? Tell me the truth.
No, I'm not.
Well, then how do you...
How many times I told you?
How do you know that? That she doesn't want them anymore?
Because she's my sister.
So what is she... What did you say this is Belinda? When I asked for Belinda, you said, yeah, like that.
I answered the phone because she's sleeping. Who are you? Why are you interrogating?
My name is Jose. I'm from...
Yeah, give me your name.
Jose. My name is Jose. You understand?
Okay, I'll let her know.
Listen, no. We have her credit card on file. We're going to charge $50 a day after tonight if she doesn't pick them up.
Doesn't pick up what?
She made a purchase here with a debit card, and we have her on file. So we have...
Purchase of what?
We have her card information because she made a purchase here. And because she's
had... What kind of purchase is that?
Whatever purchase she made here in probably the last 60 days. At some point, she made a purchase here. So
60 days?
At some point, she bought something here with a debit card. All right? So we link that to her information on the pictures. And because she's not picking them up, then now we're going to start charging a late fee for not picking up her pictures because we made them. And now she's not wanting to pick them up. So it's $50 per day starting tomorrow. Every day she doesn't pick up the stupid pictures.
$50 per day?
Yes.
Okay, and let her know. What's the contact number at your...
Because we're having a problem with immigrants and Hispanic people and Mexican people that make pictures and they don't pay for them. They don't come in and they don't pick them up and then we have to throw them away and we lose money. Because Mexicans come in and they take pictures and they don't want us to pay for them.
But we are not Mexican.
Well, I have you down here as some stupid Spanish name.
Don't say that.
Stupid Spanish, Hispanic.
The Guzman is not stupid.
Belinda is stupid. Maybe you are too. If you must be really Belinda and you're offended.
What in the world? You know what? I will report you to your manager. You cannot talk to like that to my sister.
I can say, my name is
Instead,
Jose.
Can I get your last name?
I'm Hispanic. I can say whatever I want about other Hispanics. I have a right to defend myself.
What's your last name?
Arocha.
Arocha?
Yes. My manager.
Talk to your manager.
My manager's name is Blanca Gutierrez.
I'm just take notes of your name.
Yeah, well, then we take your notes. So your name. What's your name, damn it? Stupid?
Oh, my God. You are so sarcastic. What's your last name again?
What's your name, stupid Mexican that doesn't pay for her pictures?
What's your last name?
Arocha. It's spelled C-H-O-C-H-A. I told her it's spelled Chocha, which in not for Mexicans, but in Caribbean, that means pussy. Thank you, everybody. Hey, speaking of Chocha, Smokeman is back. Hey. Okay. That was fun. Give me the pussy. Is that what you say to the ladies? Give me the pussy. Oh, man. Blanca Gutierrez.
Yes, sir.
Book a poo saying,
look. After you do the next call, man, I got information, man. We'll go for that call.
Do your call or no, not yet?
Yeah. Do one more and then we'll do it.
All right, UK Ted asking, what's Spanish for pussy? There's many things. Chocha, panocha, crica. I don't know what else. There's a bunch of concha. In South America, they say concha, which concha is technically it's a conch shell, you know, like the conch.
Right, like a shell. If you look at the shape of a conch shell, it kind of looks like a periwinkle shell that the Rasta girls look. It's got that same shape.
It's kind of pink, too, you know, so...
Pink on the inside.
Yeah, funny story, Milkman. You remember that time you stuck your dick in a conch shell and you got bit from the inside by a crab?
Oh, hell, man. That thing hooked its claws on there, man. And jeez, man, that thing came out like hamburger, man. It took me an hour to stitch your thing back straight.
And you have long pubic hairs, too. Remember, Milkman? You told me about that.
It was terrible, man. The thing got rolled up and got caught in my ponytail, man. Yeah. I was like, what the hell? Oh, okay, there you are. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Lonesome Losers in the house, sending in numbers already. Mr. T's Family Restaurant and Hungry Hunter Steakhouse. All right. Awesome. Good to see you. Hey, man, I never mentioned Big Lonesome Loser was the big winner in the Fantasy Football League. Yeah. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I keep forgetting the last 2 weeks. Lonesome, I was fourth place. Yeah, Lonesome got first, actually. Yeah. I think I might have mentioned that. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think you did. Hey, can we give a big shout out to Tech Lady? Tech Lady is out there listening to our buddy.
Tech Lady? Tech Lady.
Yeah, yeah, Tech Lady. Whatever.
Is that Leo Laporte's girlfriend?
Absolutely not, man. This is way, way many notches above the Leo's.
Leo's the tech guy. I don't know.
Max sellout.
Leo's a tech guy. I don't know if Leo, you know, has got a girl on the side.
He's a big Max sellout. He's a big Ponzi for them, man. You know, he's all right. On them. This is a real PC woman. This girl has some chops, man. You wouldn't believe, man. We can't go into all the details, but you'd be amazed.
Well, you weren't around when I was, you weren't around for that. You know Leo got caught cheating on his wife or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah, man, I heard about that.
Yeah, but then it came out that they've already been separated, but everyone at first was like, oh my God, they're cheating. Because, I already talked, well, basically, like, he was doing one of his podcasts, he was showing video of his Google Voice, and there was, like, this heated sexting conversation between him and his, and the CEO of his company. And everyone was like, oh, my God, and he's married, and now he's... But then he came out and said, I've been separated for 6 months, you know, whatever, get over it. So, yeah.
Play with my Mac. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, let's do another one of these Walmart phone calls here. That last one was pretty good. That was a good start. Belinda. Let me call Belinda back, actually. I want to call her back. I want to see if I can...
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up.
God, set it up, you lazy bitch.
Oh, my.
I'll call Blanca instead. There actually is a Blanca on this list. I didn't just make it up for the prank.
Blanca, baby.
White.
Message after the tone.
Hello, yes, this message is for Blanca. Blanca de la Heron. Are you there? Please pick up. I'm leaving this message on your answer machine because I'm calling from the pictures. If you're there, please call back. We would appreciate it. Thank you. No longer signed in, it says. Ah, shit. Damn it. I hung up.
Got some problem pictures there.
Well, no, it was an answer machine, so they could hear me. I was hoping maybe.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me see if I can tap into it. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
What the hell? Come on, answer machine.
Hi, you reached the Delaharan family. We are unable to come to the phone right now, so please leave your name, a brief message, and we'll get back to you.
Well, it was a different voicemail. That's weird. You heard that? It was actually a different voicemail. Well, we got an incoming call here. Hello?
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
This is Cross.
Yeah, I guess we have a situation. I'm representing Belinda.
Yeah, she made a mistake here with the pictures. Mistake, and we're going to have to charge her late fees.
What's the situation? She said she only purchased it 2 days ago, and you said it's been 30 days.
Well, she purchased 24-hour development, express development, 24 hours.
Yeah, and so according to what she told me, that she went to cancel it, and the person that your department says, well, it only went through.
Uh-huh.
And then when it come in, that it's going to be canceled.
No, these pictures are already developed, and they're late, starting after tonight, after midnight tonight.
Yeah, who's your manager there? Because she explained to me that you came back with some kind of racial remark. So I want to talk to your manager, your supervisor, right now.
No, listen, I'm in charge of this department. I'm the department duty manager right now, okay?
You're a shift manager, right.
What do you mean I'm a shit manager? Why would you say a bad word like that to me?
No, it's shift manager.
Oh, my goodness. I'm writing this down that you're saying that word. Hang on.
Shift.
S-H-I-F-T. S-H-I-T.
Not shift manager. Shift manager.
I got it down. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, this is nasty trash people that call and talk like that on the phone. This is why we have to charge late fees for
shift. Do you understand what I'm saying? Shift manager.
I know what the word means. It means feces, doo-doo feces.
No, shift. You're the shift manager.
I'm a shift manager.
You're not
thank you.
What I'm saying. You're not
you know,
comprehending.
Just because I'm 19 years old, I'm still a manager, and I demand some respect here. Okay.
No, let me speak to you, the manager of the department there. I didn't say anything. I said shift. S-H-I-F-T. Didn't you not spell?
S-H-I-T.
S-H. I-F-T.
Maybe because you have. Well, I'm sorry. You have an accent. Maybe I.
No, I'm not on accident. There's no accident involved here. Let me speak to the manager right now. Over you. I'm going to talk to the supervisor over you.
About what?
About the situation. You're not comprehending what I'm talking about.
No, this is. I mean, I'm in charge of this. We're here. I'm the guy with the photos. I'm in charge of the pictures.
No. There's a department manager over you.
No, that's me.
That's who I want to talk to now.
The only other manager is this big store manager.
Okay, let me speak to him then.
Well, they have to have a whole bunch of questions they make me ask before I put you through. I have to give them a report.
Well, then I'll hold on to it then. I'll go over there right now and I'll talk to him personally.
Well, I'm going to tell him that you said S-H-I-T.
No. There's witnesses here that you're misunderstanding. I didn't say that. I said shift manager.
Hang on. Bob, you heard what this guy said? He said I'm a shift manager. Yeah, Bob heard you too.
Let me speak to the manager.
All right, Bob. Bob's my manager. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, look, buddy. You know, I don't know what your problem is. We're probably trying to provide a service and get you the pictures. You know, you guys need.
I'm sorry,
to
I can't. I can't hear
you.
Your you know, your voice
and
is low.
Giving trouble to one of our tenants is not.
Speak up.
Here.
Hello.
You understand that? We cannot give one of our tenants a hard time here. We don't accept that. We'll just disconnect, and we'll take the pictures and we'll shred them. So
yeah, no, that order was supposed to be canceled according to
your order.
To the clerk that was that took the order because we wanted to cancel the order.
Yeah, we're still going to charge you $50 a day for the order after up to two weeks.
No, because we have to go through the litigation. Now you don't want to go through that.
No, she signed the form here on the envelope when she gave the pictures. It's all right here in black and white, clear as crystal.
Yeah, no, but she said the person who she had talked to at the beginning, she went to cancel it, and she said it already went through,
mm-hmm.
and that when it comes in, just tell them you went to cancel it.
Nope. Does she have any proof of that? Does she have any proof?
Well, because who took the order?
She made the order, and the computer here doesn't lie. The computer says that this person bought the pictures and is refusing to pick them up, and we had to get them developed. You know, it costs money.
Like
it costs
anywhere here. And Bob, I don't know. I thought I was talking to Bob, not to you anymore.
I took the phone from Bob.
Yeah, so it sounds like you guys there's some situation going there. So tomorrow, I'm going to talk to the manager of the store, and then it wasn't. S-H-I-T manager I talked about. I said shift manager.
Are you saying it again? I can't believe this. You said it. You've said it about 20 times now. Shame on you.
No, you're not articulating what I'm talking about.
Well, maybe it's your accent. Maybe it's the accent. I'll put that down that you have an accent. That the man. What was your name that you're coming in? I'll put a note here.
My first name is Patrick, and I'm a lawyer. So
Patrick Gonzalez.
I have no accent. Maybe there's a speaker phone connection wrong or something.
I'm sure
you can talk. You can explain to your manager tomorrow, and I'll explain to him the situation tomorrow.
I'll put Patrick.
Your name is again, sir?
Patrick Gonzalez is coming in to complain that his client is a deadbeat Mexican who doesn't want to pay for the photos and doesn't have the money to afford it.
All right, okay, you have a good day. Okay?
What's the reason for the cancellation anyway? What is it?
The cancellation?
Yeah.
Because she didn't want the picture anymore. She needed to buy a certain date tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. early.
For what?
And it wasn't. She said it couldn't be picked up until after 10 or 11 o'clock.
What was it for? What was it for, the big deal, the big event?
Oh, no, it's a school project.
What kind of school? Which class?
Oh, no, you don't need to know that. It's just a school project. We need to buy it a certain time in the morning, mm-hmm. but they couldn't promise it, so she canceled it.
Well, maybe we can work.
The order already went through the computer system.
Uh huh.
So
maybe we can work something out. Is what I'm saying.
Works up now? No. She was informed that just let it go through because it was through the computer, uh-huh. and she couldn't cancel it until the order came in.
Uh huh.
So that's what the situation was.
But maybe we can work something out because
What are we talking about?
Well, you want to come in and talk to my manager now.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to your big boss tomorrow.
About what?
Manager.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to tell you with my situation that you're misunderstanding my conversation and that you're going to charge us $50 on a debit card that you shouldn't be able to charge when a 2x3 print costs, what, $10? How much is the purchase price?
It's $5.99.
And you're going to charge $50?
A day.
No, I never heard of an absurd charge.
Well,
for a $2 print.
Are you going to tell him about it? Because I said some mean things to her on the phone.
Oh, of course I'm going to say that.
No, please.
No. Now,
no.
Just cancel the order and we can just resolve this right now or tomorrow morning I'll be there.
Listen, if I cancel the order, please don't come in, all right?
Okay, you cancel the order, okay? And then just be bygones. And then when you talk to somebody over the phone, don't forget the customer is always right. Until you find out what the situation is.
All right, give me a second. Hang on. Bob, I'm going to... Listen, hang on. I'll be right back. Let me put you on hold, okay, sir? Just a second. Hey, Bob, I'm going to... This fucking Mexican asshole over here is fucking with me. I'm just going to cancel his fucking order. He's a piece of shit. Is that okay? All right, thanks. Hello, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, no problem. My manager, Bob, said he's very sorry. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
And we appreciate your business.
We got your name, so we get a charge on the debit card, then we're going to be in a situation, okay?
Well, listen, what was your name?
Patrick, I gave you my name already.
And that's Hispanic?
No, that's an American name.
What kind of American?
Just an American name. That's all you need to know. You need to know what my ethnic background is.
All right, when did you
so
pass?
Is that correct?
When did you pass the bar exam?
No, you're just going to cancel the order. That's correct. That's where we're going to resolve the situation tonight.
Yeah, but I was wondering when did you pass the bar exam?
No, I just say I passed the bar exam. That's it. Cancel the order.
Wait a minute, but you said you're an attorney. You're a lawyer, so you must have passed the bar exam. Maybe you're lying.
Know that. You don't need to know that. That's irrelevant.
So there's no such thing. You don't even know what a bar exam is.
Just cancel the order.
What's the bar exam? Tell me what the bar. What's the big test you have to take to become a lawyer? What's it called?
No, tomorrow morning I'm going to be there and talk to your manager.
No, we have an agreement. Please.
That's it.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
This is the end of the conversation. Tomorrow morning.
No. No. Please.
Am I talking to Wyman?
Yeah. Well, just tell me what the name of the test is, and I'll check it off.
No, this can't be. This must be somebody else.
No.
Yeah, I think I dialed the wrong number.
Yeah, you're a real fucking smart attorney.
Yeah, I think I dialed the wrong number. Yeah. I'm going to call back up.
Yeah, you do that. They'll get right on
it. You have a nice night.
Bye, stupid. He's an attorney, all right. He's on. He must be a detective. can't get one past him. After 9 minutes, he finally figured out, oh, dude, Jesus. You bring brighter days. Carlos uses this voice when he talks to
him. A real Perry Mason, I'd say, there.
I will.
Or Ironside.
Always. All right, let's continue moving on here with some more prank calls. That was fun. Calling him. I love the call back. Corrupt says I'm a great communicator. The can says my cousin Vinny is a better lawyer than that guy. Tell me about it.
No, I'm the attorney.
He's the best English speaker of that family is what it is. That's what they put on. That's what my family does. They put me on for shit like that. But some shit's going on. I put the boy on. He speaks the best English. That's me growing up. That's the story of my life. Excuse me while I drink my green drink. Ah! Big shout out to Big Toke, toking it out. What's up, big guy? Milkman, you're, I know you've been into, like, sugar-free stuff lately, drinks and stuff like that. Dude,
absolutely.
You need Crystal Light. I know Crystal Light isn't the healthiest thing for you, but they make their mixed drinks, but now they have some that are mixers for alcoholic drinks. They have a margarita one.
Really?
Yeah, they have a margarita one, an appletini one, and a mojito one. Now, the mojito one and the margarita...
Sugar-free?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, listen, the appletini one, that's the one I'm drinking right now. I don't add alcohol to it. I just drink it just like that. It tastes just like...
Right, mixed with water.
It tastes like green apple juice. Oh, my God, it's so good. It is so good.
Oh, my God. Don't tell Drunk Brian about that, because he'll want a peach-flavored one. You watch and see.
There you go. Yeah, tell me. I don't know who you're talking about, but okay. All right. Well, dude.
Everybody else does. Never mind. Anyway, moving right along. Drunk Brian Breyer.
All right. All good. You're in your inside jokes, I guess.
I'll tell you, you might know. MSP3 Clay might be in on it, though.
Yeah.
I'll clue you in later, man. It's something we talked about in the past.
All right, well, let me know. All right, let's call some of these lonesome numbers here. And then we'll do some more photo calls. The guy was starting to put it together from the beginning. Well, towards the end, he was like, wait a minute. You're going to charge me $50 a day for what? For a 5x9 photo? I'm like, yeah, it's $5.99. And you're going to charge me $50? I'm like, yeah, per day. Wow. Alrighty. Be sure to subscribe to the Prankcast, by the way. It was just updated yesterday with our most recent show from last week. Good UK calls last week. Hopefully, Lonesome, if you're going to send me some UK numbers later on in the show, send them from that same village or town. Because those was good. What's going on here? The sound. Milkman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm having a little trouble with Skype tonight. I don't know. Let's try it again.
Uh-oh. Skype this, man. Well, we just go to backup plan B then, man. You still got the card?
I got the Google Voice. That's what I got.
Oh, okay. You don't got the card anymore?
I haven't had a card in years, man.
Well, I thought maybe you may have the account, access to the account or something.
Hmm.
All right. Never mind.
Man, it's just sitting here spinning around, not doing nothing.
Man. Let me reboot this. Let me reboot it for you, okay? And let's see if that helps.
What? No. It's not your phone, man. It's on my end. I'm trying.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say maybe I'll try and reboot the Skype and see if that'll help.
No.
Task manager and kill it and then restart it.
Oh, you think that? All right. Well, let me call you. I'll have to call you back then. Are you open to that idea?
Yeah. If you're gonna call right back, if you want to try it, if you're screwing around, you may have to restart it.
All right, you got a point. Might as well do it, Milkman. All right, I'll call you right back. Bye.
Okay, bro. No. All right.
Milkman's a smart guy, you know? But the thing, Skype, man, you can't just X out of Skype. I fucking hate it. It just stays open. You know, yeah, you do have to go to test manager and end the process and then restart it. Just, and the same thing on Android. The Skype app for Android, always running. Always, 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 always. Just hit 100 listeners. Good. Good work, guys. Hello.
Ah.
All right. Let me try it again.
Is this the milkman?
Hey. Yes, it is.
May I help you?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, boy. You're in a good mood, Milkman. Good. Hey, that's what I wanted to tell you, Milkman, before I forget. I got my Android phone. I got Ice Cream Sandwich running on it, man. I got a...
You punk! How do you like it? I heard it's awesome, man.
It's good, man. I found a ROM out there. It was a build from the open source. Everything works except for one thing that I found out today. I can't run my Netflix on it. So
uh-oh.
I went to go watch some Netflix on my lunch break today at work, and it doesn't work. And I thought, well, maybe the Netflix app isn't updated for ICS yet.
We never did trade passwords either, man.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we'll do that.
I'm going to cancel my Hulu account probably after this month because I haven't used it in like I don't know how many months. Dude.
Yeah, Hulu just has TV shows, right? Just there's nothing
TVs
out there.
TVs and movies too, but a lot of TV stuff mostly.
I don't have a need for it. I don't really like to watch TV shows anymore. Netflix I love because they got a lot of documentaries and they got shit that I watch on Netflix, you know? You should get Netflix. Cancel your Hulu, get Netflix, man. You'll be a lot better off.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking to do, man, because I don't watch either of them. That's why I'm saying, you know, it's like, I don't have time, man.
Yeah. Well, I decided
if I could just, like, log in, like, occasionally, because most of the time I'd log in, you'd never be watching anyway.
Well, I do watch a lot. I watch from work, and Athena watches... You know,
all night, like when I'm out working all night.
Yeah, well, we watch pretty late sometimes. Athena, like,
oh, okay,
she really
well, that's all right. Never mind.
Yeah,
catch the late night videos there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
but here's something though.
What?
Amazon Prime. I'm gonna get Amazon. I'm gonna subscribe to Amazon Prime for the free shipping. Yeah, now that I'm getting a paycheck tomorrow for the first time in months. And I think that includes Amazon On Demand, like the Amazon library. They have a lot of movies and shows too. Not as much as Netflix, but they're pretty formidable. So I'll be getting that included for free. I'm pretty excited about that.
Massiveness.
Yes. Okay. Calling this Lonesome Loser number here. Milkman, I never called you Red Robin. Am I okay to do it now? You never told me.
Okay, I'm just about clear here, man. I'm dealing with one last customer here, and then we can do that. What do you think?
Okay, yeah. You tell me one. Just don't forget.
All right, sir.
I think it's this number that just doesn't work.
Well, I looked it up.
No.
I told the number, and I did a reverse lookup. It does come up with Red Robin.
Oh, no. I mean the other number. The number I'm trying to dial now isn't working in Skype. I'm going to try a different one. There we go.
All right, now it's working, so you just had to reboot it, right?
No, I think the first number Lonesome gave me wasn't working right.
All right, there you go.
Hello?
What?
They might have Skype blocked or something, I don't know.
Hello, you've reached.
All right, we'll have to give that a moment here. We got Lonesome is sending in numbers for martial art places. Milkman used to be a martial artist. You know how to break wood panels and stuff, I hear.
Oh, yeah, man. Red belt. Taekwondo, my friend.
Red belt? Why not black belt? What happened?
Oh, man. Do you know how many years it takes to get the first degree? It takes so many years, man. I was in school back then, man. I didn't have time for that.
Oh, okay. So what? Hello? I got to ask you a question about that in a second.
Hello?
Yes, is this Tiger's Black Belt Academy machine?
Yes.
All right, this is martial arts. Which is this? This is Aikido, Karate.
This is a Taekwondo school.
Taekwondo? That's cool.
Yes.
All right, listen. How long will it take me so I can attack my boss and I want to throw a chair across the room? And then I want a karate, taekwondo chop, and I want to break his desk in half out of anger.
Okay, you should call the police.
I should call the police?
Yes.
No, but I want to intimidate my boss, so I wanted to break some wood. You know what I mean? You know how you guys break the wood? You understand?
Okay, no.
What?
What are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
Yes.
Well, my boss has a big, heavy door made out of wood in his office. So I want to, like, punch the door and break it. And then I want to step in while he's at his desk, and he'll be like, oh, my God. And then I'll punch his desk, and his desk will, like, break into splinters.
Okay.
And then I want to push him around a little bit. I don't want to hurt him. I just want to push him a little bit. But I just want to intimidate. I want to break the door, and I want to break the desk made out of wood. It's made out of cherry, like this dense cherry oak kind of wood, very thick stuff. So can you put me on a speed?
I don't think I can help you. This is not a, I don't have the program for you.
Can you break? Do you know how to break wood? Can you do that?
No, I don't.
Well, what kind of master are you? What kind of sensei are you? What's your deal?
I'm helping the people to be happy. So, you know, I'm not teaching the people to be bad.
So you don't know how to break wood planks and panels and stuff like that. You're a what? What good are you? Huh?
Our training, you know, we do the breaking board for the training, but you know, not just even for the show up.
Okay, but you know how to break boards in training?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so
You know, but for the someone who's ready for it.
Yeah, but what's the difference between breaking the wood for training and breaking a door down with my fist? It's the same thing, right? I can do that. How long will it take? I just want you to teach me that part, and that's it.
Maybe you know you can find a better master. You know, I don't think I'm suitable with you. Okay.
Listen.
Thank you.
Well, listen. I was my old master was named Urukusaki. That's wasn't that Splinter Shredder's Master Shredder from isn't that his real name? Yeah, Milkman, you there, Mr. Red Belt? Hello. Lost the red belt.
Hi, I'm here. Oh.
All right, listen. Here's my question, Milkman. What's better? What's the difference between Aikido and Taekwondo and Karate and the other ones? Like what?
Well, Aikido is where they actually use the force of the opponent redirected at him without ever making a strike. So, like, say, like you take a run at him, he hooks your arm. And he does a twist, and he grabs your leg, and he flips you and throws you off. He doesn't really ever attack. He uses your energy against you and redirects it.
Uh-huh.
That's Aikido.
So it's purely defensive.
It's actually, yeah, it's defensive in the respect that anything that they're doing to you, you're just going to repel it with their own energy, and you don't ever actually do a strike. You reconvert their energy back against them.
All right.
It's like a mirror. So to say.
And what's karate then? Karate is American, isn't it not? American?
Comes from Japan, and the Koreans have it too. It's like a way of destroying or attacking with your hands and feet.
Okay.
Kicks and punches.
All right, and then Taekwondo's
Kung Fu is the Chinese style, and it's similar to styles of animals fighting.
Okay.
So, like, the different styles of Kung Fu are developed by watching animals over hundreds of years and seeing how they fight and how they perform and do their movements,
mm-hmm.
and that became the style, like the crane, how the crane would stand tall and he would kick out with his leg.
Drunken
you know,
monkey.
The tiger uses his claws. You know, all those moves are synthesized and copied and used as the basics for each of the styles of Kung Fu.
And Taekwondo's throws and stuff, like you throw your opponent?
No, Taekwondo is the Korean karate.
Okay.
That's mostly feet. It's why it's so popular is the strongest muscles in your body are your legs, mm-hmm. and they're the longest reach. So Taekwondo is very popular because it's one of the most powerful as far as, like, you know, the attack and everything else in the reach.
Okay, yeah, because I remember growing up it was karate at first, probably because of Karate Kid. Everyone,
it is a form of karate.
Yeah.
It is definitely a form of karate.
And then Taekwondo became really big after that, like, I remember. And then
Taekwondo is a style of karate.
Yeah.
It's mostly through kicks from Korea.
All right, and then I didn't see Aikido until, like, I was in, like, the 90s.
Aikido has been around. It's a Japanese art too, but like I said, it's more like closer to judo. Like judo is gross.
What about jujitsu?
Oh,
boy, gee, you're starting to get into different stuff there. Oh, I'm not okay. Exactly
you're
sure
not
about
sure.
Those as much. I think they're similar to a mix, like between, from what I understand, of karate and the aikido.
Karate. I like how you say that. Karate. What's the who's the karate guy that was jerking off? He died. He was jerking off, strangled himself. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh shit! Danny Rice. Yeah.
Danny
Rice. Homosexual dude.
No.
He hung himself, but I guess he actually didn't die, man. I hear he's working at Red Robin.
The guy from Kill Bill, man. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
that's the one, right? Yeah, the one who works at Red Robin's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you must be talking about Carradine, David Carradine.
David Carradine.
I got it mixed up. They're both. He's another freak too, but I mean, yeah. He reminds me of Danny, so I was just kind of confused. Sorry.
Well, I don't know if I ever mentioned, but he was on his radio show once in Orlando, and he was a real dick. And, and like, he got mad at the host because the host was asking about karate. He's like, it is not karate. It is karate. And they started laughing at him. And one of the other guys was like, karate. And
Oh, is that when he was on PRK?
He was on, TKS, WTKS, and he walked out on the studio, and they were making fun of him and shit. It was fun. Oh, it was so funny, though.
That's like, not that college show you was on, then.
No, David Carradine didn't show up there, no.
Oh, okay.
The only person that was famous that showed up to that show that I was working on was Blossom. You know Blossom from NBC? She had a show, Blossom.
Oh, yeah, she hits me hot, man. I haven't seen her in years, man. Whatever happened to her?
Oh, she—I don't know—doing nothing. She was on.
I guess she grew up. Huh?
Well, she grew up, and she did a few episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm here and there, sometimes on HBO, and then, I don't know what she was doing. I don't remember. She had an ugly nose. The girl that I had a crush on, was her neighbor Six. That girl was.
Yeah, but man, you know, girls with big noses are totally sexy, man.
Okay, maybe for you.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Maybe for
holy
you,
shit,
you
man.
Pervert.
Guess you don't know your history.
Whatever,
man.
You're the one that told me your favorite thing to do is
those
you put.
Those girls are in the know. No.
This from the guy who likes to put KY jelly on girls' feet and put them together and put his penis inside it and in the foot pussy. That's what you told me.
Damn.
Once. You told me that, Milkman, on the phone once.
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't think you remembered that, dude. You just kind of drunk that night, man.
I wasn't drunk. You were drunk. You're like, you ever do that? And I'm like, no. You ever do that to Athena? You asked me for...
It's hot!
Yeah.
But you gotta make sure they don't have athletic foot, because it just ruins the whole thing, man.
They got corns and calluses.
Sounds like Frito. This is my plug?
Yes, hello. My name is Kali.
Kali.
Yeah, this is Kali that I'm calling, Kali Academy of Martial Arts and Machines. Hello.
You're calling from where?
I'm calling from Japan Karate Association.
Uh-huh.
I've been working on a student who is learning martial arts.
Okay.
And I'm teaching him to break the wood planks, the wood boards.
Right.
All right, so we're having trouble, so I was wondering if you could tell me, what's the secret to the magic trick that you do to break the board like that? Do you pray?
Who breaks what?
You know when you break the wood, when you're training, you break the wood boards?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you pray to the devil for him to give you the power to do that exactly?
You have to ask the instructor. I'm just a secretary here.
You're a man and you're a secretary?
A man can be a secretary.
Well, if he's homosexual, yeah, he can be whatever he wants. A woman, a woman, you know, a black guy can be the president, a woman go in the space. That doesn't mean they're supposed
black
to.
Black people can actually be smarter than the white people.
That's true. Tell me about it. Especially when one like you, you know, wants to.
Hey, hang on. I gotta see this crap here. Hang on.
Okay. That's funny. I gotta take a crap. I like that guy. How do you pray to the devil? Well, the Orlando Magic have lost 91-83. They lose again to the Boston Celtics.
Oh my God.
They lost.
Did we lose the karate homosecral secretary?
Hi. He had to go take
David Carradine hung up.
He didn't even care. He had to go take a shit, Milkman. Didn't you hear him?
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Go bust one out. David!
I gotta go take a shit. I like that guy.
He was thinking about Danny. And thinking about Danny, maybe we ought to call him now.
Really? I like that idea now. Asking if they break, if you break the boards by praying to the devil. That's how they do it. That is how they do it.
Not there, man. Make a scene. Tell him what he did to you.
Okay.
Maybe the band freezer did something.
Mercer Island Martial Arts. It's Tina. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I was trying to get information about praying to the devil to break the wood boards.
For what?
You know how when you're doing martial arts that you pray to the devil so you can break the wood boards in training?
No, not at all.
Is the karate instructor there? Because you're a woman. Anyway.
She didn't like that.
She threw the phone up in the air and karate chopped it. I always wanted to do karate. I saw Karate Kid. I was born in 79, Milkman. So Karate Kid, I was like maybe 5-6 years old. I mean, a little younger than that. But I was a kid when Karate Kid came out. I was really into it. And I wanted to do karate. And my dad, and I know now the truth is, my dad was just too poor, too cheap to pay for karate classes. And he sat me down and said, Carlos, I don't want you to do karate because... When you, he's so stupid. I remember this to this day.
My dad wouldn't give me karate classes either, dude, but for a different reason.
Well, no, he told me, but you know what my dad told me? He could be such a bad father. He told me that when you do karate, you have to pray to the dragon. I'm like, okay. And he goes, and then if the dragon tells you to kill yourself, you have to kill yourself. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, and God and Jesus don't want you to pray to the dragon. I'm like, oh, I got all scared of it. Because he took me, like, I was really into it, and I was like, come on, I want to go see it. And then I remember my mom was like, just take him to go see it, you know. And then so my dad took me, and the instructor was like, well, you know, why don't you guys watch, you know. And I got to watch them practice, and they were sparring and stuff. And at the end, like, when they were done, they kept having to bow to this door. It was like like some kind of mural or painting, and they had to bow in front of it every time they went inside or something. Do you know about that?
It's to show the respect to the training hall when you come in, that you're learning there. It's kind of like, you know, show respect that, you know, you're bowing to their knowledge, you know, and the things and gifts that they'll give to you as you learn from them. It's a sign of respect.
Well, my dad's
kinda like when you know you come up and you see a friend, you know, while you kind of like, you know, hit him with the Soul Brother shake, or you know, or however you do it, you know, do the Flip Wilson, hit him on there, you know, flip, you know, hit him with the elbow and hit him with the shoulder, you know, or the high five, or the, you know, the football guys, they bump each other in the chest.
I don't know. Well, my dad said that was proof of the dragon, the evil dragon that they were praying to. He told me that he had to talk with me after that. Like he said, I was like, I really want to do it. And he said, well, and he, like on the ride home, he told me why I couldn't join it, because they pray to the dragon. And the dragon, he said, like, you could be driving. Yeah, swear to God, he told me you could be driving, and the dragon can tell you to kill yourself, and you'll turn your car into a tree. I'm like, what? He could be such a bad father sometimes.
Oh, man, that's pretty good, actually. My father had different reasons for not letting me go.
Why?
My dad.
Kick his ass?
Was such an ass to me that he was afraid if I learned karate, I'd kick his ass back.
Well, and you did once, remember?
Oh, well, I did. Yeah, actually, I did. I actually ended up using it against him because I knew that bothered him, man, at one time. So I got my nunchucks out and commenced to give him a lesson.
Wow, man, that's just like Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Well, he pulled out a club, and that was a mistake, man. Yeah, I already had training. You know, I had a red belt. He pulled out this great big... Yeah, you know, I knew he had this like knocker, you know, Negro knocker, so to say, kind of club. You know, I don't know what you call them, like a Jack, a Billy Jack, or whatever the fuck those things are, a blackjack. So yeah, Dad, he was gonna clunk me with it, and he pulled that out, and I said, "Oh yeah, it's a clunk," and I whipped out my chuck, man, and that was all it took, man. He tried to take a swing, you know, and it was like one little swing, man. I just kind of brought him around, got his attention, and then he's like,
Okay. I'm sorry.
Wow. I gotta.
Yeah, man.
That's
well, you know, you never, there was no strikes made, but the thing is it's just the fact that, you know, I was ready to deal. I will deal kind of, you know, attitude. That just shut it all down.
Yeah.
So the next time he tried to get me, he was shooting guns at me.
And we love our fathers. I mean, your father passed
away. Of course,
away.
Man.
Still
he was
alive.
My asshole, man. He's
yeah,
dead. But
he's, yeah.
He tried to shoot me at least two or three times, man. I don't know how many. Well, more than that. But.
Well, I didn't, my dad never did that, but I'm just saying.
Well, you have to learn how a gun works, okay? If you grew up around guns, you got to understand, you know, whether a gun shoots, when the shooter is right or left-handed, okay?
Uh-huh.
So if they're right or left-handed, uh-huh, depending on how they hold the gun, uh-huh, then you need to know how to run.
Okay. All right. Let me do this call. Let's call more karate people and ask him about the dragon.
All right, and then after that, you let me know and we do the Danny call, man, because like we want to kind of.
Please leave a message.
Hello?
After the tone.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Japan Karate?
Yes, it is.
Yes, hi. I had a question about the classes.
Okay.
My father told me that the dragon is very important. Correct.
The dragon?
Yeah, that the dragon tells you what to do when you're fighting.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
My father told me that, like, when you do karate, when you're learning karate, that you pray to the dragon, and that if the dragon tells you to do something bad, that you have to do it.
No. That's not something I've ever heard. I've been doing this for 35 years.
No? Do you do karate?
Some other style, some dragon style, but that's...
Do you do karate also, or are you just...
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you never pray to the dragon ever?
No, we have no dragons here.
Okay. At what point would I be
dragons
able to...
Dragons aren't even... dragons are Chinese. It's a Japanese art.
I don't want to... Well, it's not the same then? It's different?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, so here's my question, then.
Yes.
At what point do I get to break wood?
You can go home and break as much wood as you want. We don't break wood around here.
In the training, though, do I ever get to break wood?
Nope.
Do you get to bury wood?
No. You can hit the makiwara boards. They're made of wood.
But I want to learn to break, like, wooden doors down and things like that.
Well, you can buy some wood and break them.
But you guys have the magical powers to do that.
No, you don't. It's just physics.
Not really. Because they say with karate, you pray to the devil and the dragon, and he takes over your body, and you hurt people.
No, no.
That you drink the blood during the karate practice? You drink the blood of the devil?
No, this is silly. Okay, I'm in the middle of class here, so you can
talk
about later, but I'm not talking about dragon blood. This is the silliest thing I've
this
heard.
But listen, I went to a karate practice once, and then they had this dog they brought out. And they said, until this dog is dead, we're not going to start practice.
Well, I would report that to the Humane Society.
Well, I was going, but they told me that it was normal.
Well, maybe for them, but it's not here. You can come and watch a class and see what it's all about.
Should I?
Thanks for calling.
Can
Bye-bye.
I bring my dog? Okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, when they kill the dog, then we can start practice.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy. Milkman, that is how it is. I know. That's
man. Yeah.
That's what they used to say about rock concerts.
It's ancient art.
My mom,
ancient Chinese secret.
That's another thing my dad told me. He said I wasn't allowed to go to a Metallica concert because he had heard. But that was really rumors that would go around, like churches and stuff. They'd tell you, keep your kids away from heavy metal. And then there'd be like a story, and it said like, at a Metallica concert, they pass the chicken around, and they said until the chicken's dead, they won't start the concert. Stupid shit like that. Fake stories that they say to scare parents from things that are different that their children are into. They tried the same thing with Marilyn. I think the last time that shit went around was like with Marilyn Manson. I remember when Marilyn Manson first got hot in 96, 97. There were stories still going around like that. Like, I remember because I heard a repeat of Howard Stern recently and Marilyn Manson. It was the 1996 episode, and Marilyn Manson came on. It's like, you know, this is the same stuff that they've done since the 70s, since AC/DC first came out, and Metallica concerts, and all these different, you know, it's the same rumors that are true, they're false. I guess there was a rumor going around that Marilyn Manson would bring a cage down with a child in it and the audience had to whip the child until it died, and then he'd start the concert and all this shit.
And that's the dude like who wears the yellow contacts and drinks pee and stuff like that.
Does he drink pee? He's just the weird guy, right? He just does music. He's just a musician, man. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'd heard different things. I was just wondering if that's the same one. He like had yellow contacts. He wore a funny hat. And he drank pee.
I don't know, but he drank pee. See, I think that's another one of those rumors that you heard.
Didn't know something like that. He drank pee at the concert or some shit. I don't know.
He probably did. I don't know. I know he wears a different
flagrantly homosexual intonations there. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he wears like a yellow contact and a clouded contact and stuff. I don't know. Does he even do music anymore? I don't even know what the fuck he does anymore.
I don't even know, dude. I know he has some kind of song, the Freak Show, something like that.
Yeah, the Freak Show
or some shit.
Yeah, the Freak Show. Hey, man, he was hooking up with Rose McGowan or something. That really pissed me off because everyone knew the fucker. Was it Rose McGowan? One of those. The girl from Fight Club.
Paris, she's hot, man. She's
no, I'm
too,
talking
bro.
About the girl from Fight Club. Jeez.
Rosie Perez, she's hot.
What's going on with UK Ted? What's he doing? Is UK Ted?
Hey, we're going to queue. Hey, you going to queue up the Danny call next?
The Danny call. Yes, I can do it right now, yes. UK Ted,
if he's not there, you need to make sure you report his conduct. You know, he's coming on to you or putting stuff in your food or something definitely overtly homosexual, you know.
Right. What's going on? UK Ted, are you abusing your powers? I'll un-op you, man. Don't be weird. Don't be kicking people.
Yeah, whoever's kicking, man, don't be start kicking a bunch of people for no reason. Yeah. You either, Nuno. I'll make you come in that damn chat and clean it out, man.
Yeah.
I know you're handling my duties as the chat guy, but you got to kind of chill out on the kicking.
I don't even know why I opt you back in. He's just crying a lot. UK Ted is abusing his power, Greg Ulay says. You see? I booed
a Greg. Chill out, you guys. Now, you option. I entrust you with my duties there. You can't go crazy and kick people all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they have to come up with a good reason. I mean, you know, just messing around a little bit, that's all right. Unless they're the chat
listen.
And shit like that, that's different.
Well, listen, I've made UK Ted a chat room op for just on a trial basis tonight to see if it worked out. And UK Ted,
all right.
I must say, UK Ted, that I don't know, so far, you have a C-. I'm watching
Don't let the power go to your head, man.
You have a C-.
That's been my job always from the beginning, and... Don't make our chat into a place people are scared to go to. Just kind of go along with some of it. But if they start flooding, yeah, that's a reason to kick. But if they're just being stupid and...
There's a flood filter in there. There's a flood filter in the chat room. If you start flooding, it'll kick you out pretty quick. Yeah, Gregulate, watch out. Gregulate said the same thing 3 times. I think it's after 4 it kicks you. It said that after 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, you don't want to flood and don't keep repeating yourself. I mean, you know, if you're going to type another question, you know, you got to rephrase it. But don't keep flushing because then you'll get kicked, I guess, automatically from security.
Yeah. Okay, listen. Your call. We're going to do that next, okay?
All right.
All right. So, again, this is...
Who's going to call? Who's calling? Jack Masterson? Jack Valente?
Oh, yeah. You want Jack Masterson? That's kind of... Oh, yeah. We'll have Jack Masterson call. All right.
It is a Red Robin, man. You know, I just thought, you know, however we do it, they got to make sure that, you know, this brought up about, you know, the what he was doing, you know, with the food and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but my question is,
you know, homosexual moves towards you.
My question is, are they closed now, man? Because it's kind of late, dude.
No, it's only 8:30 here, dude. It's not closed.
Yeah, but this is a Florida area code, Miami 951, isn't it?
No. No, it's California.
Never mind.
Thanks for calling Red Robin. We're burger lovers tonight. How can we be of service to you? For places to go order, press 1. For directions and hours of operation, press 2. To reach a member of our hospitality team, press 3.
Your call is being transferred. Your call is being answered by the Avaya Partner Messaging System. Please enter the extension of the person you wish to reach. To transfer using the directory, press *2. For assistance, press 0 or wait. Your call is being transferred.
We are halfway through the show, folks.
Hi, Hi, thank you for calling Menifee and Robin. Home with my burger. This is Crystal. How may I help?
Hey, yes. I was calling to speak with the gentleman who messed up my order. I have instructions here to talk to the gentleman. Can you put him on the phone, please?
Oh, was it a takeout order?
I need to speak with Danny.
Danny?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get a manager there for you. Hold on.
Shit.
You give up everything you are and
hi.
Clay in the chat room.
Who?
Clay, MSU Great Clay?
Yes.
Thank you for holding. This is Michelle. May I help you?
Hi, I needed to speak with that kid that messed up my order. His name is Danny.
Oh, I'm sorry. Danny's not here.
Where is he? In the toilet?
I'm sorry?
Is he in the toilet?
What was that?
Is he in the toilet?
Is he employed?
In the toilet.
No.
He's not in the toilet?
No.
Well, I've been in the toilet all this time.
Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, I ate two bonsai burgers, and I've been in the toilet ever since.
Hello?
I ate two bonsai burgers, and I've been in the toilet ever since.
Sorry, sir, it's very hard to understand you. I can barely hear
you. I ate two bonsai burgers, and I've been in the toilet ever since. What the fuck? Look, man. What's wrong with her? Hang on. I think she's there still. Damn it. Milkman, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're very distorted.
Distorted?
Thanks for calling Red Robin. We're burger lovers tonight. How can we be of service to you?
Yes. Get to the Danny part.
That's better. For directions and hours of operation.
He made moves on you. Hey.
Your call is being transferred. Your call is being answered by the Avaya Partner Messaging System. Please enter the extension of the person you wish to reach. To transfer using the direct, your call is being transferred.
Make that report to the manager.
Hi, thank you for calling me for your Robin. Homeless Margaret Burger. This is Crystal. How may I help you?
Homeless Margaret Burger.
I'm sorry?
I need to speak with the manager, Michelle, Melissa, whatever her name is.
Okay, let me put you on hold really quick.
Put me on the toilet. Terra Marilyn.
Bad yeah. Danny, bad.
Suk Marani.
Suk Marani.
Hurala.
Durala.
Durala.
Hey, you've been studying Jin's calls, I see.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a student. It's Ted Webb, everybody. Yay. Ron
yeah, Hull. Ted Webb.
How you doing there, Milky?
Ted Webb. Webb.
Remember that time I hit you upside the head with that old fucking record?
Oh, shit, man. I still got a scar on my
thank
ear.
You for holding this. Michelle, may help you?
Michelle, you hung up on me.
I'm sorry?
You hung up the phone on me.
Oh, no, I didn't, actually.
What happened to the phone?
I don't know. I couldn't hear you, and I had nothing but static.
I'm sorry.
And I was sat there for a while, like, saying, hello, hello. Nobody was there.
Do I sound okay now?
Yes.
Listen, that man, I've been in the toilet ever since I had my two bonsai burgers.
Okay, when did you eat them?
I ate them. I ordered them about 4 hours ago. And then I ate them about 30 minutes ago.
So you ordered burgers 4 hours ago and you only ate them 30 minutes ago?
Yeah. The server said that that wasn't a problem. That all I had to do was keep them in the container in my car. And that I could put them in the microwave.
Who was your server?
Oh. Danny.
Okay.
Is he there? I want to talk to him.
Okay, he's actually not here, and he didn't work today.
Is he in the toilet?
No, Danny didn't work today.
Was he? Maybe he's sick, too. He's in the toilet.
Okay. How did you want me to help you, sir?
Well, I bought these burgers, and now I've been on the toilet. How long is this supposed to be after I eat the burgers that I have to go to use the toilet?
How long what?
How long after I eat the bonsai burgers do I have
to... Well, if you kept bonsai burgers in your car for 4 hours, it's not good to eat after that time because they were already cooked at 165 internal temperature.
It doesn't say that on the package.
Well, we don't keep instructions on the package.
Well, how long after I eat the burgers until I have to use the toilet?
I don't know, sir. I don't, you know, I don't know that.
Well, I don't, because I ate it and within 10 minutes I had to take a shit in the toilet, so I don't understand if that's normal or not. Please don't hang up, please.
No, it's not normal, and I'm not going to hang up, but... To be honest with you, there's nothing that I can do at this point other than look up who your server was and talk to them, at, you know, and then you can follow up with the corporate office if you'd like.
I'm having, like, chest pains and everything, and it's because of your food.
Okay, well, we do line checks 2 times a day to ensure that our food and the quality of it is good, but if you let it sit in your car for 4 hours before eating it...
You didn't warn me.
I didn't know if...
Where were you?
Well, I wasn't the one who served you, and I don't know the conversations that happened, and that's why I need to find out who your server was so I can follow up with them.
I told you who it was.
Danny, and Danny didn't work today, so you coming in at 4:30 to get it from Danny would have been impossible.
I came in yesterday to get the burgers.
You just told me today.
No, yesterday. I ate them today. I got them 24 hours ago.
Okay, can I just get your name and phone number, and I'll have my general manager give you a call tomorrow?
Shit. Hang on. What do you do there, then? I'm getting the number, but what do you do there?
I'm sorry?
What do you do there?
I'm the manager.
Do you clean the toilets or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Because I was thinking, if you have a problem in the toilet, you know, then you can pass the germs on into the meat.
Okay, no. Can I get your name and phone number, and I'll have my general manager give you a call?
I'm hoping that you have records of when the people go to defecate in the bathroom, and that they, when they check in and they have to check out, they have to put down the time.
Again, can I get your name and number, and I will have my general manager give you a call?
My name is Jack Masterson.
My telephone number? I'm sorry? Okay, he's in tomorrow, so I'll have him give you a call and follow up with you.
Now, will he be able to follow up and tell me which employees made a number 2 in the bathroom while I was there?
Sir, I don't know. I'm not going to have that conversation with you. You can speak with Mike, our general manager, tomorrow when I have him call you.
Well, you keep record of when the employees urinate.
I don't follow
up
with my employees when they go to the restroom.
Well,
I just make sure that they follow health and safety standards of hand washing.
Well, don't you? When is the last time that you defecated there?
Okay.
Or that
again,
you urinated?
Sir, I will have Mike, our general manager, give you a call. Okay. I do.
Did you urinate there today?
Well, but I'm not getting any information from you, so I can follow up with this team member.
Listen.
I'm gonna have Mike give you a call.
One last thing. This one time, I was in the bathroom and a woman was in the stall next to me, and
you.
I looked over and I was watching her urinate. I didn't do that, guys. That's not true.
She cleans the skid marks off the bowl. She had to use oven cleaner.
Well, then. Thank you for that visual. There's a voicemail here. Let's listen to that.
¿Qué haces, puto? ¿Por qué tú me llamas de ese teléfono? ¿Qué pasa?
Oh, that's an old voicemail. Never mind. Here's one 5 seconds long. Nothing. I think that was the Mexicans from before that were calling the lawyer who doesn't know what the bar exam is. They don't call that the bar exam in Mexico.
What do they call it in Mexico?
I don't know. The Barro exam. Beats me.
So how are you? How are you? How are you?
How are you? I don't know. I had a... Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask Milkman about this, because he's an expert about getting old. So one of the complications that I might have had that was expected, but hopefully I wouldn't get with my surgery on the eye, was a cataract could develop. And I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and he said, you have a cataract. I'm like, oh, fuck. But what is a cataract exactly? What does it mean? What's it do?
Well, it's over your lens, dude. The lens is the clear part of your eye, right? And the sclera is the white part.
Uh-huh.
When your lens starts getting cloudy, mm-hmm. eventually that like a layer of the white could actually grow over top of the lens and it clouds it till you can't see. And like, first of all, like the collar will get kind of like milky looking, you know, whatever your brown, I think your eyes are,
mm-hmm.
it'll get kind of milky. And eventually, if it kept on going, it would almost disappear all the collar and just turn it white.
Oh,
so they have to take and remove that layer of tissue right on top of it, the clear part. And that's what allows the light to get in your eye into the lens, is that clear coating over top of your iris, which is like the shutter.
Right.
And that's the clear coating on the very outside of your eyeball. So if you're getting a cataract, it means you're getting some clouding there.
Yeah,
tissue over top of the lens.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what the doctor said. That before going into before going into the surgery, he had said that that's, you know, it's a possible complication that might happen after. But all along, it wasn't happening. But then he said when he looked at it yesterday, yeah, you got a polar cataract. I'm like, okay. So he's like, well, you know, I don't want to operate on your eye again now because you just had a very traumatic operation. I don't want to mess with that. No, I don't want the retina to come out. You know, it's the retina's fine. The you know, the major damage. He told me, look, he basically sat down and he said, look, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's a miracle you can even see anything out of the eye right now. Basically is what he said. He said, I looked at your eye when I started the surgery and I couldn't find the retina. It was somewhere there. I didn't think I could save your eye. Basically, he told me. He said, it's a miracle you can see what I can't see a lot of stuff. But he said basically, like, you know, he had never seen an eye that bad before. So he was happy that it was at where it was. And it's still going to get better. But he said, for me to be able to regain vision, it'll take surgery again. And also, they're going to have to, I don't know if you guys remember from the conversations of what the surgery was. My eye was filled with oil.
Yeah, that's, it was the right one, wasn't it?
The right one, the left
oil.
Yeah, the left eye got saline, which is clear, and I've got really good vision through that, thankfully. But the right eye has mineral oil instead, which is more opaque. You know, it's viscous, so it can't see through so clear. So he said, while he does the cataract surgery, then he'll just take the oil out and replace it with saline. But we're talking a few months, at least 3 months. I'm like, I just don't want to do any more surgeries, man.
Yeah, but it usually doesn't advance rapidly. It takes time for that the cataract to start appearing. So, you know, it's just going to be kind of slowly, you know, not improving, but, you know, as it starts to whiten. But usually it doesn't go rapidly. So, you know, you probably won't, you know, have a big deal. If he's going to do a surgery in a few months, it may not be that big a deal unless it's like, seriously going super fast, you know, like, you know, getting opaque quickly.
No, I said he's going to watch it. We're going to watch it. We're going to keep watching it and see what happens. But
yeah. But yeah, it's just going to be what he's going to, you know, it's just going to, you know, I got a little bit of, you know, faintness in your vision. It's just going to slowly get fainter, you know, and that sort of thing.
I can't really see. I mean, I can see, like I got my left eye closed, run my right eye. I can see the monitor in front of me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can see where the buttons are on the keyboard. I can't see the individual keys, the letters on them. Can't read anything, but I can see where shit is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I can kind of get around, but I don't have that focal, you know, vision. It's still cloudy. And he said that's oil. That's the oil, first of all. It's just kind of not clear. Yeah, and he said on top of that. But, yeah, the retina's good, though. You know, the retina that was detached and everything.
Well, you're in business. That's the main thing, dude. If they saved your retina, that's a miracle, man. I mean, you know, you know, the angels are on your side, bro. Jesus is looking after you, because, like, that's a miracle if they were able to save your retina, because that's the main thing that's a problem.
No, he basically, he said he didn't expect, he said he thought about taking out the eye, like taking out, removing the eye when he first saw it. He said all the blood vessels were white with lack of blood. It was a dead eye when he first saw it, when he started that surgical procedure. But, like, man, I had 5 surgeries last year. They're going to have a 6th one. Well, another one this year. I don't know anymore. Maybe I would just stay with one.
Well, dude, that's good, though, man. You know, like the worst of things that could happen, dude, you're past that. Okay, so now they're just going to do a little touch-up and remove the oil. And, you know, as soon as you get a little more healed, then they'll be able to, you know, straighten out that issue with the lens of, you know, causing a cataract.
Right. Well, Noon is right. We should do pranks and stop talking about old people things. Good point. Let's keep going.
My mom has had laser surgery to repair her detaching retinas, too.
Yeah. I had that, and they didn't do nothing. they said, we tried with the laser, man. I was like, I know.
Yeah, you yours sound a lot more severe.
Yeah.
Does she get the same problem Carlito has for the same cause?
Well, no, not the same reason. She took a spill on the ice when taking out the trash, like on the ice. She fell and bumped her head and was unconscious for like 30 minutes.
Oh my god!
Yeah, she's hard.
And she lost the hearing in her left ear and started developing holes in her vision and shit. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh wow!
Sorry, man.
Man, I hope she gets better, man. That's terrible, man.
Yeah, well, the laser seemed to be helping.
Oh, good, good.
That's good. That laser sucks, though, man. It hurts like a motherfucker. Sorry. I had to go through it 3 times. They tried. Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's continue on. Let's call Maria. Maria here. She,
Maria.
That's my mama's name.
There you go.
Maria.
Maria, oh, Maria. She is guilty of leaving her pictures up.
Oh, like not picking up her pictures?
Yeah, exactly.
How do we know this? Somebody told us?
Because Brad Carter called, said he was from corporate and needed a list. And they said, sure, here you go. Names and numbers.
That's what I'm... social engineering
corporate,
types.
Man. Ted was in corporate, too. Ted O'Webb, man. I think even Bubba was in there, too. Wasn't he part of the corporate team?
That's right. We had called a Walmart corporate meeting. Yeah,
and a steak place in the middle of it at some point. Steak man.
Yeah, I'm holding this Walmart 329, Walmart 746.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think what did? We did Walmart and we did another
McDonald's too.
McDonald's. Yeah.
Wanted to like get everybody all salads and no hamburger and the bread or something like that. Shit.
Ted said, "I want you to take salad mix and throw it everywhere."
Doing away with burgers.
Yeah, I just want salad everywhere. You imagine walking into McDonald's and they got clumps of salad rotten.
Yeah, I think one time when we go to like give away some food or something, everybody gets a complimentary something or something.
Well, we lowered the price, I think, of the chicken McNuggets too, or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know we were
just doing sweeping changes to the business, you know.
Yeah.
Well, our conference call to Walmart Electronics, that they had to hire a Mexican and get rid of an American. Is it something like that? Yeah. Yeah. And they're all like, oh, okay, yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Well, oh, those are classics, man. We'll have to put those on the website, man.
If you go to the show archives.
If you call, please leave your name and number, and I will call you back soon.
If you go to the show archives, it's under the classic section, like best of shows. The conference. Yeah, it's one of the conference shows. That's listed on there.
That's,
yeah,
that was a classic, dude.
I want to hear that.
Thing
now,
went on for like an hour or two long.
Yeah, I know. Steak,
I was listening to the Prankcast archive, like show archive at work while I was coding, and I like randomly just like started bursting out laughing. It's like really silent where I work. When that guy, the Asiatic guy, called me a mulatto.
A mulatto bisexual or something.
Hey, Ted, I heard that you got a new website or a new stream address, man. What was that, man? Maybe you could share it with us and the listeners.
It's blueplanetprankradio.com.
Just
blueplanetprankradio.com?
Yep, that's it.
Yep,
that's right.
Awesome.
I keep forgetting to mention that. We're on Blue Planet Prank Radio. cactiradio.com and cactiradio.com also. I always forget that.
Yeah, that's what I thought, man. I was hearing something about that, and I couldn't remember, man. Thanks, Dad.
Like it, Dad.
You're welcome. And if you call now, I'll double the offer.
Glow included.
Bueno.
Yes, hello. I'm calling on behalf of your pictures that you have here.
Uh-huh.
Do you make pictures on the camera and bring them here for you to make pictures? Hello? Photos? Hello, stupid.
Maria.
Hello?
Maria, this is Paco.
She came to the call. God damn it.
Oh, she's...
Bueno. Those Mexican people are so shy. Gosh,
the guys get angry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the person you called
doesn't speak English. All right, so let's continue on.
Do we have more people on the list of?
Yeah, a lot of them must have an answer. I've been calling them. I'll keep going. Let's see. Thing is, I didn't call them going down the list. I was doing them at random, and I don't know which ones I called and the ones I didn't.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice.
All right. Yeah. We got Elva, annoying Mexican ringtone, apparently.
Elva.
Volva has a Mexican ringing tone.
Volva?
Volvo.
That's what I said. Volvo.
Boom, boom, boom.
Nothing. Big X sent in a number. Lonesome Loser sending in numbers. And hey, we got a lot of requests of pranks we got to get to. We got to start getting on these. Let's see here. Hi, Carlito, longtime listener here. Prank request Fonda. Rhymes with Donda. Right.
La Fonda?
Yeah. Call him up and that's a guy? Call him up and tell him that you know he cheated last semester and that if he doesn't cooperate, you can ruin him. And he'll never get into med school. No, he's...
Oh, my God.
He's Asian and he has skin acne problems. I do, too. I got a pimple over here on my left side. It's bothering me.
I got a pimple on my ass right now.
Good for you, milkman. Maybe that's a boil. Maybe you'll die. Or you can...
It's
a tumor. Not a tumor. Oh, you can say he cheated on a biology class. Okay, so Fonda, who's an Asian...
cheating on exams?
Yeah, I guess. An Asian man named Fonda, who's trying to get into med school, call him up, tell him that we know he cheated on his biology class. Okay, let's try it. You want to do it, Ted? Ted, you do a prank.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
I'll be the TA.
The TA. I don't know if he's in high school going into college. Or, well, no. If you're going to med school,
medical school,
yeah,
right? So
you've already done college.
Be a college student.
Yeah. In theory.
Unless he's like advanced placement or something.
Unless the big X is a retard, doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8.
No answer, big X. No answer. Give me a message if you think he's going to answer later. But I'll close out your window. Send me another message you want me to try later. Okay? Okay, let me play some music here. It's getting slow. Time is it. Time check. 11:50. We've got about an hour left or so. I was wanting to end the show a little early tonight. Or at least right on time. Because I got to be at work early tomorrow. Big day tomorrow at work. I'll tell you why, but then you know where I work and I don't want you to know. Sorry, guys.
You guys, changing all the chicken nuggets and the burgers.
We're putting salad everywhere. Hiring Mexicans. All right, we got Aziza Kebab. It's a kebab place. I thought that was the name, Aziza Kebab. All right, oops.
It's a kebab.
It's a kebab place. I thought that was someone's name, kebab. I was like, that's a pretty last name. What'd it be? Well, this is not a restaurant. This is my name.
Shish kebab.
Hashish kebab.
Shish kebab. Aren't those like... Yeah, they're like random sized pieces of meat and vegetable with sticks going through them.
Yeah, there you go. Very good. Chloe. What do you want, Chloe? Leave me alone, cat. I ate turkey and she keeps begging for it. It's gone. No turkey here.
Peter Poppins, Bill David speaking. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I had a kebab yesterday.
You had a kebab yesterday?
Yeah, you know how you have the stick going through the stuff?
Oh, no, it's, we don't have kebab like that.
No?
Our kebab is chicken breast.
Uh-huh.
And it's, put on the grill. We don't skewer it.
Oh, mine came with a skewer.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, and I bit into my kebab, and I hurt myself something awful. And, it was a metal kebab.
And metal kebab?
Yeah. And one of the patrons there started laughing at me. And he pulled my pants down and smacked me on the bottom.
Oh, yeah?
In front of all the other patrons, he pulled my pants down and smacked me square on the bottom. Then he took the skewer, started poking me in the penis.
That's awesome.
What are you going to do about that? I mean, I've eaten there several times. I've always had a good experience. But this time, I've been depanced and humiliated, and I don't think I can come back.
Oh, wow. Kogan asking, has anyone heard about the weird noises from the sky in the last few weeks? What? No? Have you heard about that, Ted? Milkman?
The weird noises from the sky.
I don't know. This is making the rounds in the news? I didn't know about that. That's kind of scary.
Oh, are they like, I don't know. There's people who claim that there's some kind of background noise in the universe associated with 2012, but I don't know.
I don't buy the 2012 stuff, man. You know, it sounds to me like it's the Mayans version of the Y2K bug. That's all it is.
No, it's like just because they didn't make a calendar for after 2012, it doesn't mean the world's going to end. It's like, oh, if we don't bother to replace the calendar on the wall, does that mean we're making a statement that there won't be a next year?
Yeah, God, they've been extinct for how long now? It's like, really? Seriously? They had to end their stupid thing at some point.
But what wiped them out? I don't know. They say, like, crop failure or something.
Well, I think it was a bunch of things, right? They say war and then crop fail, like a corn crop failure, and then... Because they didn't fight the Spanish. They were already gone when the Spanish made it, right? Is that, am I right there? Did the Mayans or the Aztecs? The Aztecs were the ones that fought with the Spanish, but the Mayans were already extinct, I think. I don't know.
It's awful.
It's awful. It's awful. All right. I don't know. They got all those cities of gold and shit. Noises in the sky. I don't know. Maybe it's Doctor Who. Who knows, man? All right, Big Axe sending a message again. Here. UK Ted might know. UK Ted abusing his power. How you doing, man?
I was just playing with Gregulate.
I know. What do you know about these noises in the sky? You're Mr. Smarty Pants.
Well, apparently, solar activity's gone up, and you can see the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, in North Yorkshire at the moment, which is pretty rare.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen it, but I have my parents live in North Yorkshire, so I'm going to get in touch and see if they've seen it.
Okay. Aurora Borealis. Yeah, it sounds exciting.
Yeah, it makes you thankful for Earth's magnetic field, protecting you from the naughty solar radiation.
That's true.
So can we... I don't think I'm allowed to give out gold stars, am I? But if anyone can name the Southern Lights, what are they called?
Ah, Are there Southern Lights?
Northern Lights are Aurora Borealis. So what's the Southern Lights?
I didn't even know there were. There was a club in Orlando called Southern Lights. I didn't know there really was a Southern Lights. That's a good one. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
No, I don't know either. But I heard it once, and I thought it was a really cool sounding word. But I don't know what it's called.
Well, I'll give out the gold star on your behalf. Sounds good. You got it, man.
Ding.
Well, we gotta get an answer first. So someone answer.
Speaking of smart people, have you noticed that Milkman is like a walking encyclopedia?
He is. That's why I asked him about my cataract thing. I was like, Milkman.
It's like explaining to you how the light enters your eye and then is bent through the lens and sends impulses to your visual cortex.
We do a pretty good job.
I mean, like,
we do a good job in the show between him and UK. Ted seems pretty smart with his history, and Ted, you're good with the philosophy. I think we could make a pretty good panel for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Phone a Friends, man. You know?
Or we could just, like have a bogus conference where we invite people. You know, they have these panel discussions, and you charge $1,000 per pop to come.
There you go. And then we could have add the Asiatic guy, because he's an expert.
I was going to say, we'd pale in comparison to those guys.
He knows all about the biblical history. He's all about it. About the
King Solomon was a faggot.
King Solomon was a faggot. That's, yeah. All right, guys. Come on. Pranks are what they're here for. Nunu's going to start kicking people pretty soon. Big X said he might be a bitch and I'll pick up if it's a block number. Should not have been coming up as blocked, you know, but I'll try it again in a little bit. I'll try again, Big X. Don't worry.
Big perm.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I like the kid. Carlito's chosen to phone a friend. Who are you going to call, Carlito? Well, I'd like to get the Asiatics on the line. What's going on, boy?
He wants to be a millionaire at the slave game.
Can you imagine? They waste the whole time arguing about Jews. The whole 30 seconds. Like, yeah, who wrote the Crucible? Well, man, you know, the Crucible, it was written by King Solomon, and he's a faggot. And he went into the cave. I'm like, wait a minute. No. Shut up. Time's up. I have no idea now. All right. Well, Aziza Kebab's out of here. We'll call Robert Atchison. He's in England. Let's call some people in England. Real quick, yeah.
Oh, Pure Evil in the chat room got it right. It's Aurora Australis.
Oh, cool. That makes sense. Where's my dick? It sounds very golden, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Yes. I'm sorry. No, go. I'll take this one. Mr. Robert Atchison, H-E's?
Yeah.
Yes, hi. Listen, I was calling regarding your toilet. How many times have you flushed it this evening? Don't hang up. Come on, man. Damn it. I should have let you do.
Sorry.
I found out if you call British people at 5 o'clock in the morning and just say, hello, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just be really, really polite and say, yeah, I'm just calling to see how you are. They get so annoyed.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah?
Hello, how are you?
Not good, it's 5 a.m.
Well, I was just calling to say hi, see how you were doing, make sure you were doing okay today.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Bill Cross. Did you need anything?
No.
Oh, you don't need anyone to come clean a little bit or maybe make you breakfast today?
No.
Okay. You feel safe in your own home? I like that. That's a good idea. Let me try it again. All right, Ted, because I interrupted the last one, I'll let you. Ted Webb, right. Here. You try.
Just... Yeah, sorry about that.
I'd love to try one as well. If you
all right. Well, Ted Webb,
you go after me.
All right, no. Okay. All right, you get Ted. Fine.
Seriously?
Yeah. Ask him how they're doing.
Ted Webb, you doing it?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Who's this calling?
This is Ted Webb. Actually, my friends call me Theodore Webb, but...
Don't you dare call me again in the middle of the night.
What did you say to me, you bloody poofta?
It's dark, you can't see the phone.
She got it.
Yeah. I think she did, or she just left it on the ground. Let's turn her back.
Was that a woman?
Is that, she said an American at first.
Right, UK tech. Okay.
Will you please get off this phone?
Hello there. Hello, how are you, my dear? Hello?
Get off the phone.
Hello?
I don't know, this is a bloody idiot on the phone.
Don't call me a bloody idiot. Hello? It's very important that I speak to you.
This is good. Alright. I'll try her.
Called me a bloody idiot.
No, that's not right.
Rude.
Let me try her.
He's got the magic touch.
Hello? 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 Hello, ma'am? I know you're there, you bloody idiot, monkey. Hello?
Can I try one more, please?
Yeah, no, I got a whole bunch of them. This is fine. That's fine, man. You can. No, hang on, before I forget, 3, 4.
What happened to the milk? I don't hear him.
Did he drop? I think he's just with a customer. Oh. Milk.
He's servicing a customer.
Just servicing. He's been. Rah, rah, rah. Oh boy. Okay, this is going to be another Robert. I think these are all Roberts's. Allen, in case it comes up. No, bullshit. Banks. Robert Banks.
Robert Banks.
Do it.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Banks.
Yes?
Oh, hello, Mr. Banks. How are you today?
Yeah, this is the middle of the morning. What are you talking about today?
Are you well, sir?
What?
Are you well, sir? How are you? Oh, you are. That's great. I'm happy to hear that. Anyway, listen to me. My name is Edward Cronkhorn, and I'm calling to see how you are. Are you well, sir?
Go away.
No, I'm not going away. Answer me.
Somebody said go away.
I like that name, Cronkhorn.
Yeah. Are you Edward Cronkhorn on Facebook? Is that you, Ted? UK Ted?
No. Oh. Don't give out my name.
Oh, God.
Mr. Cronkhorn.
How would you use your real name, then? Oh, my God. Here we go again.
Hello.
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 Hi, have you ever taken an upper decker? It's where you take the top part of the toilet tank off, if you have one.
That's the line that.
And then you poop in there.
You go away. We're going to call the police.
Have you done that before? Because
you know, I have yet to do that. I will do it one day, though. But I did.
Just for posterity's sake, you will.
Yeah, well, when I was in high school, I used to put ketchup packets and McDonald's in the toilet seat. Like in the little where the little tab is that touches the seat in between. Yeah, so people would sit on it. What do you want, cat? Hey, everyone, my cat wants attention.
So, yeah, hello, kitty, kitty.
I picked her up earlier. Nunu
suggesting we call Scotland and ask them about Scottish independence.
Hello?
Yes, Robert.
Yes.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I just want to make sure you're doing well, that you're doing okay. Hopefully, did you sleep well?
Who's this?
My name is Edward. Edward Kebab. Listen, I just want to make sure, you know, hopefully you're doing okay. Do you need anything?
Like towels brought to your room or anything?
Any towels?
Have they heard the good news about Jesus yet?
Yeah, there you go.
Have they heard the good news?
Oh, Allah.
They're calling him back.
What?
Yes, did you hear the good news?
Do you realize it's 5 o'clock in the fucking morning?
Oh, I'm calling from the United States of America.
I don't give a fuck where you're calling from. Fuck off.
That's not nice to say. Hey, Chloe.
I don't understand. You know, we're being nice, we're being polite.
He was so polite when he first answered.
Yeah, man, he said
he would He went from 0 to 60 in one call.
Yeah, complete 180 degrees.
Cat, Scottish people do not like it when you're polite to them.
Cat, I don't have any more turkey, and you can't have turkey. It'll give you an epilepsy, okay? Seriously.
Epilepsy, really?
Yeah, cats will get epilepsy.
From
turkey.
Chicken?
Turkey, not chicken, turkey. All right, Chloe, you leave me alone now? Hmm?
Yeah, no kitty epilepsy.
Okay? I love you. We'll talk to you later. Go. Run. Jeez. No, don't look at me like you're going to jump on my lap again. No, go away. If I blow in her face, she gets mad. She's like, stop it! You know I hate that shit. All right, let's call him again.
Is he going to claw your bum?
She probably gave me a cataract. Damn bitch. That's why they call it cataract. Her fault.
Can I talk to him?
Yep.
What's your case, man?
Hello there. Are you well, sir? Hello?
Will you fuck off?
No, I need to talk to you. It's very important. It's urgent.
Are you well, sir?
What did he say at first? What's your case, man? What did he say?
Yeah, what's your case?
Your case? What's your case, man?
It's really important.
Nunu says in Scotland there's a big controversy over having a vote on independence. Really? Okay. Calls in America say that they can become independent and join with America, and you will give them £100 and some buckfast if they agree. What's buckfast? I don't know.
I don't know.
Nunu, I'm not saying buckfast till I know what it means, because you might be implicating me in some homosexual stuff.
Here's a fun fact. Scotland is the only country on Earth that doesn't have Coca-Cola as its number one soft drink. I respect them for that. I think that's good.
What is it, Pepsi? It's all the same.
Iron Brew.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Well, Coca-Cola probably buy that company out at some point.
No, it's independent.
For now?
They won't be sold.
They won't be sold. We won't be sold. That's what they say. Freedom.
Well, all the great American beers are no longer owned by American companies.
Owned by German companies, yep.
Well, haven't they always been German companies? What's it called? Anheuser-Busch?
Yeah.
It's a German company.
No, it was an American company. The guy was from Germany, but he came to America. Yeah, he came to America and was brewing. Yeah, but what I understand, like, back in the 90s and up until now, Budweiser has been the highest sold beer in Germany, like, because it's cheaper. It's like a decent, cheap beer. I could be wrong, I could be way off, but I heard somewhere where that was a fact, that Budweiser was very highly sold in England because, you know, it's middle of the road. I could be wrong. Yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I think it's been replaced with Foster's now.
Foster's
an Australian one.
Yeah. Oh, that's nasty, really? No one likes... Everyone makes fun of Foster's over here, really?
Yeah, well, nobody in Australia drinks it. They laugh at us for drinking it. Yeah. I think we're the only ones that do.
I know. Because you got a big can. Oh, that's Australia, all right.
Yeah.
No way, man. There's this nice little beer out of Puerto Rico that I've been trying to find up here in the States, and you can't. They refuse. This company's independent, and they refuse to go out of Puerto Rico. It's called... Medalla. M-E-A. Look at this cat. Look, it's like Katie K show over here now. What is this? She's on the top of my keyboard. Seriously, what is your deal? Alright, whatever. Star of the show? Go ahead. Go nuts. Here. Here's the camera. Look, up here.
Hey, according to Wikipedia, in Scotland, buckfast is associated with drinkers who are prone to committing antisocial behavior when drunk. Okay. Especially drinkers under 18 years old.
All right.
Its high strength, relatively low price, and sweetness are characteristics that are thought to appeal to underage drinkers.
All right,
so it's chav juice, basically.
Chav juice. I know you guys have an anti-chav thing there. I hear you.
Oh, God.
All right, this is another Robert. I tell you what the last name is, but my cat has now moved my mouse. And I can't see. Now she's got her face in the camera. Oh, Chloe, aren't you cute? Now you're typing. Thank you.
Oh, I just missed getting it. That would have made a great screenshot.
I don't know what she's doing. She never does this during the show. Seriously, I don't know what her deal is tonight. Oh, girl. You're funny. All right, another Robert. And they hung right up. Invalid phone number.
Sorry. Wrong number.
Long number. All right, we got Robert Bolton. Let's try that instead.
Any relation to Michael Bolton?
What's your favorite Michael Bolton song?
I don't have one.
Well, I enjoy his whole... I'm quoting Office Space.
I celebrate his entire...
That's what it is. His entire catalog.
Hello?
Jesus Christ.
Robert.
Moron. Jeez. Let's try to call her back.
I think that was intentional.
Yeah, it was intentional. Yeah, I know. Hello?
Robert? What the fuck are you waiting for?
Hi, I just wanted to know if you were any relation to Michael Bolton. Because I celebrate.
The guy sounds the same.
I know. It might be the same one. I just don't know because they'll say Robert. I don't know anymore.
I was angry before the first cunt.
Hey, is this Michael Bolton? Do you know who Michael Bolton is, the singer? Robert. No.
Roberto.
Roberto. Hang on, there's stuff going on in the background.
Hello. Hello.
You silly twit.
All right, Milkman and Ted's, if you do me a favor, cover your ears right now, okay? Because it's going to get really loud. Hello?
Who's that?
I was trying to get their attention. Nothing. Okay. Was that loud? Are you guys? I tried to warn you guys because I was trying to...
Yeah, I turned it down.
Good. Okay, moving right along. Robert Burden.
Burden.
Are these just Scottish people?
No, these are English people. Aloha? Where's Aloha? Alva and Aloha. I don't...
Volva. Speak to Miss Volva, please.
That's what my wife says when I go down there.
Hello?
Hey.
Who is that?
Hi, my name is Jack Smith, and I'm calling from the Volunteer Firefighters. We're looking.
You're calling at 5 o'clock in the morning.
We're looking for strong men who can put out blazes.
Hello? Ma'am, I know you're there. All right, she's gone. Let's call Scotland now. Michael Barclay. So what is it now? I'm sorry, they have a vote on independence. That's what it is. All right, let me try the first one. And then you guys can take over. Usually Scotland, they're pretty angry and mean, so this might be fun.
Hey.
Nasty, nasty people.
God, I don't know.
They might tell us what we do with ourselves.
So the Irish are the Catholics, and is that the whole thing, or is it the other way around?
Scottish Protestant.
Hello?
Yes, hi, I'm calling from the Catholic Scottish League. I was calling regarding the vote for Scottish independence.
Oh, thank you very much, bye.
No, listen, wait, please. Don't go. Oh, man.
Wow, hot button issue?
Hot button issue, because... No opinion.
Oh, thank you, bye.
No opinion.
Well, at least she was polite.
Mm-hmm. But we won't be.
Hello?
Listen, I'm calling from America, the United States, okay? Now, if you guys want to become separate, independent from England, we've been down that road before. We can help you out.
I'm sorry. I'm not Scottish. Thank you very much.
Where are you from? She's pretty polite for a Scots lady.
She's
She's not Scottish. She's Mexican.
She says that. But I don't know. Who's echoing? Ted? Ted Webb?
I'm echoing.
Someone. I don't know. Milkman? There's an echo.
Ah, I'm here. I've been on mute for all this time.
Why are you muting, Milkman? What's your deal?
I got customer.
Oh, okay.
You didn't want to hear me talking to a lady from Argentina.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't like Argentinians. No offense. I don't like Argentinians or Venezuelans, man. Or
yeah,
Colombians.
Drama, no.
Or Colombians. I'm not a big fan. No offense.
I like Argentinian people, but the government pisses me off.
Colombian chicks are hot, though, bro.
I'm gonna go fuck themselves, bro. Colombians. Dirty, stuck-up people.
Colombianas are very hot.
Yeah, hot. They'll like, kill you.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Is this Michael Boyle?
Yes.
Hi, Michael. I'm calling from the Scottish Independence League. Were you planning on supporting independence for Scotland? It isn't a good idea. It's not a red hot. You know what I mean? They think it's a telemarketer. What am I gonna do? I don't like this idea of Nunu. So Nunu has some good ideas sometimes, but not this time, Nunu. I just you know. Well,
I think it's easier to just piss them off.
How about here's James Allen. We'll prove this.
You're better off to like take an opinion poll or see what they think about it before you try and try to get money from them.
Well, let's see how they're doing first.
Tell them on the idea first.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, James Allen.
Who's speaking?
I'm calling from the American Wellness Place. How are you doing? Are you okay?
You're calling from the American...
The American okay location. I was calling to see if you're okay, see if you're doing okay, if you're doing good.
Sorry, I'll have to go. You'll have to excuse me.
No.
What is this?
Why are the Scottish people acting like the British? Hello? She was hung up and picked up again.
I love the
promo
hang up.
There must be something weird going on in Scotland because they're never that polite to me.
The promo hang up, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, the Scots are acting like the British and the British are acting like the Scots tonight. I just don't see it.
Scottish aren't British, you fool.
Hi, laddie.
No, they're not.
Your case.
What?
I saw Braveheart. No, they're not.
They are.
Don't mix with the Scots.
The last line of Braveheart is won their freedom.
I'm Canadian.
You're Canadian. You're Australian.
Wish I was Australian.
Yeah, women.
I'm giving her all she can take, fucking.
The women in Australia got nice round basketball-sized titties. It's good.
They're fucking hot.
Basketball titties, but Ted Webb, you know what I'm talking about.
Nice.
Dribble on them. Hey.
Hey, is Babel in the chat? Who's in the chat tonight?
Who's in the chat tonight? We got three people in the chat. Ted Webb.
Yeah. What?
I'm here.
Yeah.
This is Michael Barkley.
Everybody else got kicked out?
No.
Hello?
Hi. Hi. I live in the neighborhood, and I lost my bagpipes. And I was wondering if you had seen them.
No, sorry.
They're beautiful bagpipes.
That's excellent. I love it.
I lost my bagpipes. Okay.
Something crawled up her kilt and died.
They were in a bag. The bagpipes were in a bag.
That's right. They're in a bag.
The plaid bag.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. I've been putting up flyers in the neighborhood. I lost a family heirloom, its beautiful bagpipes. And I was wondering if you had seen them.
No, I'm afraid not.
Mm. They were in a bag. It was a large sack. That I had
no, we haven't got them. I don't. Why are you phoning at this time of the morning? I'm afraid
we can't. Because I need my bagpipes.
I'm afraid we don't have them. you know, so I don't know why I'd ask even if we'd be able to see them, so I'm sorry I can't help you.
Okay. Well, I think actually that you have them, and...
I haven't got them, and I can't help
yes,
you, okay?
Yes, you do, because I saw you playing them the other day.
I
you were in your backyard,
bagpipes.
In your kilt, playing my bagpipes.
Is it gone?
No, oh, no.
Hello?
Just imagining him. No, no,
playing
no.
Playing with your bagpipes. Playing with your bagpipes.
He's like, no,
that's,
no.
That's
no,
giving me a good idea for a call, actually.
Put teabagging your bagpipes.
Yeah, somebody rescue me.
Can I take this one?
No, no, no. Hello? Hello? Nothing. Alright, we'll try it. I was calling the guy back. Another Scottish number here. James Borthwick.
Borthwick.
Borth.
Do you know whereabouts he lives?
Motherwell, Scotland. Your mother,
Okay.
Is your mother can well?
Can I take
How's
this
How's your
one?
Mother?
Yeah, you can take this one. Go ahead, you kids.
Thanks.
I'm a little pranked out for the night. You guys can help out by all means. Sure. Here you go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello there. I was wondering if you could help me. I'm sorry. I live in Motherwell like, as well, and I put up some posters the other day for my cat, my lost cat. I don't know if you've seen them at all, have you?
No. Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do. The thing is, I found my cat now, but I moved away from Motherwell, so I was wondering if you wouldn't mind taking the posters down for me, because,
I don't take any posters down, no.
Well, you see, I keep getting people calling me. I get these strange Scottish people calling me, telling me they found my cat. Would you mind taking the posters down for me? Just as soon as you can, please.
I think she left. We'll call her back.
I don't take down any posters.
Not very compliant, is she?
She could be a little more helpful.
Haggis for her.
Will you stop?
Hello?
Will you stop ringing this phone?
Well, I was calling you to get you to help me. I need you to take down these posters for me. Would you mind?
Ask her if she has another phone you can ring.
One more try.
Alright.
It's not illegal if we call three times.
I don't know what the rules are there or you guys are.
No, it's the same.
It's the same. Busy. She left it off the hook. Damn. Alright.
Zam.
Zam. Okay. Let me get back to the numbers here from Lonesome Loser. We got about 30 minutes left to show. Get your requests in while you can. We'll do some more Scottish UK numbers. I'll get to the request of pranks late as usual. Which means I probably won't answer because I waited so long.
Yeah, call up another UK. They're more angry
I
tonight.
I want to take my posters down. I keep getting phone calls.
Oh, boy.
You gotta let it go, man.
You gotta let it go, man.
On for a free haggis dinner at McDonald's.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. That's what I want.
A specialty.
I want to call her and tell her I keep getting disconnected and see if she has another number I can contact her on.
Let me try her
There's
again.
Something wrong with your phone, my dear.
I'm going to try her back. Maybe she took it off the hook already. Or put it back on the hook already. No, busy. Nope, she knows how to do it. Yeah, I lost the chat room. Come on, chat room. There we go. Whoops. Okay, Scott. Oh, hang on. Let's do a UK one real quick. Robert Cameron.
Robert
Cameron. Okay.
I'll take Robert. Hi, front desk. Yeah, could you send some coffee and towels up to my room?
This is not a hotel.
Yes, it is.
Scotland.
I've called down several times, and someone has not been to my room with the towels, and the sheets are dirty.
I don't care if the sheets are dirty. I'm going to sleep. Goodbye.
I want to sleep too, but the beds are filthy.
I don't work with the sheets.
Is that the same person?
Yes, yes.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, can I set a wake-up call, please? Or 8 a.m.?
Please, who is this?
I'm sorry? This is Ted. I'm in room 327. Can I get a wake-up call, please, for 8 a.m.?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, if you phone this number again, I'm contacting the police.
Excuse me? No, I just wanted to order a wake-up call for 8 a.m., please. Hello? How dare you, sir?
All right, let me try this one now. Same one.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, what's going on here? I'm calling from the office. I understand you're taking a long time to get towels delivered and you're refusing to set the wake-up calls?
This is a phone number of a personal house in Scotland.
Listen, Melinda, you're going to get written up for a third time. We're going to fire you if you don't get working here. Now, you've been working at the hotel for 6 months. Piss off.
Piss off.
I'll piss off her. Off her face. Piss off her face.
Well, be careful, so they'll send a bobby to your house.
Hit me in the head.
Who is this? Who called? Same person?
Yep. They won't answer.
How do you turn on the porn channel?
Welcome to the...
What?
How do you turn on the adult channel on the TV?
You're asking me? That's a question.
Question for the person on the other end of the line.
Well, let's see if James Boyd is angry here. He's
You're
in
trying
Scotland.
To tune into Naughty Knickers.
Naughty. Yeah, I'm going to try and schedule car maintenance with James Boyd.
I'm getting tired. I'm telling you. I might end the show sooner than I said. Milkman saying the N-word.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I need to bring my car in tomorrow. The engine is making a terrible sound every time I turn. What's the earliest time I can bring it in? Hello?
Who is it?
I need to make an appointment to bring in my car because the transmission is messed up.
Oh, I think you should take
some... Sorry?
I think you should take it to a big garage and get it sorted out.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make an appointment.
Oh, get the car out and get it. A flat tire lately is causing it.
It's not a flat tire.
Well, it is then.
The transmission is fucked.
That's a flat tire that causes that.
Can you fix it?
I'll fix it. Just pull the tire up and it'll be okay.
Okay, what time can I bring it by?
You can bring it at Christmas time. See, this Christmas. You bring it in the 25th. Bring it in the 25th of this. What?
That's too long from now. Do you have a loaner car program?
You could bring it the day before Christmas. That would be any better.
I need a loaner car if it's going to take that long.
Oh, well, it's as fast as it can go. I'm not a very good mechanic, you know. I don't have the third car.
You know, you're very unprofessional there.
Yes, that is very unprofessional.
Yeah, I heard that you were replacing the oil in the engine with cooking oil.
Yes, I usually use cooking oil, but sometimes I use lard. It's better that. It makes it go, it makes noises when it's going.
The last time I do business with you.
No, I don't think so. And you better go maybe to the hospital. Maybe they'll be able to sort it. Where I go.
You can't control where I take my car.
Yes, I'll do it. Go to the hospital and we'll get an operation. They'll cut the tires out and make soup with it.
What are you talking about?
What the hell is that guy on? Bring the tires out of the dude.
To tell you the truth, I didn't understand a single word he said.
I remember every.
It was great, man. It was brilliant. I loved it.
Every thing. I understand.
Scottish people are helpful and polite.
Yeah.
Sound like Gus Borderman, you know, the grandpa and friends guy.
I know. So he said he would fix your car, but in Christmas, the day before Christmas?
Yeah, bring it in Christmas. He was trying to be smart.
Yeah, I was being rude. Well, he said he thought it was a flat tire.
Yeah, I'll fix it.
A flat tire. All right, cool. Crazy old man.
Yeah, I'll fix the flat.
Well, that's awesome. That guy was pretty cool. All right, here's another one. In the same area.
Hello?
Yes? Yes, hi. I wanted to make a request. I need 5 towels in my room, please.
I'm sorry you got the wrong number.
No, listen. This is the stupid hotel, and you're the woman that smokes cigarettes in the bed.
No, I'm sorry you got the wrong number. It's not me.
Well, can you please send me a towel?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When you come inside the room, do you want me to cover my bottom with a towel, or is it okay if I have my naked bottom in the air? No. Okay. What's the etiquette if you're getting a massage? Do you have to cover your body?
I think you have to color at least your culo.
Okay. Here now, Gus. Hello?
You really get off on the police.
Listen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Will you massage me with oil or powder?
I do feel slightly guilty calling the old an infirm.
Oh, whatever.
Not when they're Scottish, obviously.
It's okay, Milkman's on here. He's one of them. So now you're saying Scottish or English, but they're a different country. What? Make up your mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You guys own everything?
Scottish or Welsh.
Oh, God. I don't get it. I don't get your whole little thing over there, you know? And then Northern Ireland is independent, but it's not.
No, Northern Ireland's part of France.
What? Shut up.
Southern Ireland is part of Wales, and Wales is part of Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Now you're just messing with me. I don't appreciate that. Go outside and look.
Northern Ireland is French.
Go outside and look at the Aurora Borealis.
I can't. I'm on the south coast. Can't see it.
It's the same place.
I go outside, I see the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, nice. Outside of your house, literally? You're on the beach?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow. Nice, nice.
It's not a nice beach.
Do you go fishing?
I did once, but it was too windy. Oh. No, my beach is horrible. It's all, like, pebbles, and if you go this time of night, there's just people having sex.
Nice. We should go look at that. Watch it.
It's the gay capital of the UK. I don't want to watch.
Oh, it's gay. Well, any gay girls? You know, like girls? No.
No, the Brighton Dykes are not pretty. Think women's rugby team.
What's rugby?
It's like football, but without the pads.
They run around with these sticks and they...
Oh, that's gay.
And they have nets on the sticks and then they throw the ball.
Wow.
Lacrosse, yeah. You call it lacrosse.
No, rugby's different.
No, wait.
Rugby
have lacrosse, too.
Yeah. Shit. Rugby's like football.
Hello?
Hey, yes, hi. Did you want to play some rugby and then have sex with me on the Pebble Beach? Hello? A little too strong. I should have started.
Maybe you can just call someone and ask
just
them.
Just a little forward with him, asking for sex on the first call.
A little forward with me. I got to ease into that one. I'll ask him about the foot pussy that Milkman likes so much.
I like RBCP's Twitter profile. It says, "My life is so interesting that I tweet at least 600 times a day to let you know what I'm up to."
Nice.
What is the phone show? Are you? Do you know what that is?
That's
the radio.
That's RBCP's Tuesday show. Yeah, he does pranks sometimes. He does most of the time. He does pranks.
It's a really good show, actually. They do really elaborate pranks.
Yeah, yeah.
They do. I was just asking because he, I just got an email asking if I would let them broadcast on the planet too.
It's good stuff, man. Yeah, if you want,
I like RBCP. I mean, I've been listening to Phone Losers for a really long time.
Yeah,
so.
You should. Well, I'm not telling you what to do. But hey, he's got a feed. He's got a podcast of the phone show. You can listen to a few of them if you want on his site. Is it phoneshows.org? Is it phoneshow? I think he's got phoneshows.something. But
Phone Losers.
Phone Losers. But I thought it was a phone show site. But it might be Phone Losers / Phone Show, I think. But I thought he had a one for specifically that he took out for phone. Might not. Well, yeah, phonelosers.org. From there, I think you can subscribe to that feed and listen to a few of them. Yeah.
I went to Cacti Radio. They have like a little part of the page that has the phone show stuff on it.
There you go. Cool. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
You've got my recommendations. I'm all for RBCP and the phone show. Yeah, and there's other shows sometimes on the weekends. Sometimes Saturdays, Rob does a show, but he's very inconsistent when he does it.
The Craigslist show is very good as well. I recommend that one.
It gets a little crazy, though. Ted might be a little scared to have it on the station. They do some stuff. Like, was it back in November, I think? Didn't they convince an Applebee's to take all their meat? Tell the Applebee's the meat was bad, throw the meat in the dumpster, and then pour bleach all over it. And they actually did it. You know, it was horrible, horrible, horrible. I was like, wow. You think of,
fill a dumpster up to the top with water.
The water is a big thing, a big garden hose out there. Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, okay. Well, the numbers from Lone Star. Well, we got another one. Here we go. Gordon Allen, England, Bristol, England, home of the gays.
Bristol.
So, is it, there's a lot of gay people there, or is it just a gay beach? In, Bristol, or whatever. Mr. UK Ted. Hello, UK Ted. You can't take out scared. What happened? Hmm? He's like, Gordon's my neighbor.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Gordon Allen.
Yes.
How are you, buddy?
Who's speaking?
Hey, my name is Brad. I'm Brad. Bradley. I just wanted to see how you're doing today. Make sure you see if you need anything.
Do you know the time?
No, I'm calling from Illinois, from the United States, and we just called
people. It's 5:40 in the morning, and I don't want to speak to you.
Oh, we're supposed to wake up now. I had to. Oh, man. Why doesn't want to talk to me? I'm not too good at this thing tonight, the wake-up calls. You guys are doing way better than I am tonight. Jill says UK Ted went to the beach.
Hello, you're not available now.
Oh, man, they're not available now. That's right, I got another Gordon here in Bristol.
Bristol. You know, that reminds me of Monty Python for some reason.
Bristol? Yeah, I don't know.
They talk about Bristol.
Oh, yeah, they're good. I think I'll be wrapping up the show after this call here.
Okay.
Hello.
Gordon.
Hi,
oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Ted.
It's been 30 minutes, and I'm still waiting on my cab. So I ordered a taxi about 30 minutes ago, and it's not here.
I'm not a taxi company. This is a problem.
Oh, now you're not a taxi company. When you can't provide the service that I need, then you just lie.
I think you've dialed the wrong number.
No, I've been sitting out here for like 30 minutes. When are you coming?
Outside where?
Sorry?
What address have you waited outside? What address are you waiting outside to?
I'm on the 313 Aborn Crest. And
that's not the address you're outside. Not there. The address
that's where I am. Of course you're not there. I'm waiting for you to arrive at 313 Aborn Crest.
But you're ringing the wrong number. I'm not a taxi company.
This is the number I called, and somebody answered the phone.
What number did you call? What number did you call? Pardon?
Can't see it now. It's my phone is busy.
Well, I'm not telling you the number you're calling because I'm not going over my number. But it's not the number it's not the right number. Sorry.
Well, would you be willing to give me a ride?
A ride? No, I won't because I don't even drive. I'm not a taxi company.
No, I mean you could just work pro bono or something and like.
Minder. I'm not even a taxi driver.
What kind of driver are you?
I'm not a driver.
Do you drive a car?
I haven't got a license.
Oh, they took it away from you, huh?
No, I've never had a license. I don't drive.
Were you doing the Jello shots while driving or something?
No, I wasn't driving, no.
Do you have a bicycle?
Yeah, well, what's that? I can't give a ride on a bicycle, can I?
A bicycle built for two?
Yeah.
Okay, bring your bicycle, your tandem, and...
Well, this is not relevant, is it? You want a taxi, and it's no good to you, is it? Okay?
Daisy, give me your answer, do.
Oh my God, that was frightening.
Yeah, goodbye.
You've seen the end of 2000, whatever, Space Odyssey,
mm-hmm.
Bicycle Built for Two, but he's shutting down Hell 9000. He's like, Daisy. Oh, poor, I feel bad for Hal. Don't you feel bad for Hal in that movie in the end? Remember? I know he killed those two guys, but they had to kill him.
Yeah, but he meant well.
He meant well. Yeah.
I really didn't understand the appeal of that film.
I don't know, it can put me to sleep sometimes, you know. I like watching it. It's really cool to look at. It's kind of interesting, but it'll goddamn put me to sleep if I'm tired when I'm watching it, you know. It has. And I didn't understand the end of it. First time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? It's like he's having a bad trip. Yeah.
Oh, UK Ted has really taken a pounding on this beach thing.
Yeah, man. Did you go to the beach? What happened? Where'd you go?
Yeah, I just went to see if I could find some doggers. Or cottages.
Doggers.
I like to throw pebbles at them.
Cottaging. That's nice. Okay. Cool. That's got to be best. So you find like condoms in the pebbles and stuff. That's nasty, man.
I haven't seen that. You do see a lot of heroin needles around town, though. Ooh. Especially on the train tracks.
Oh, boy. The train tracks, really? That's a thing to do?
Yeah.
On the train tracks? Okay.
I like to think that they don't know they're on the train tracks and they're so fucked they just lie there and the train comes along and all that's left is the needles.
Okay.
Oh my God.
They just disintegrate.
But it's like so sad.
The heroin just makes them disintegrate into poof.
God, there used to be a needle exchange building just behind my hotel actually. So we used to end up with the skagheads coming into the lobby at night. I had to chase them off with a broomstick.
Are you fucking... What'd you call them? Skagheads?
Skagheads. I don't know. What would you call them? Heroin addicts.
What do we call them? Doper? Junkies? Junkies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a few requests to pranks. You guys can stay on if you want. Let me try to knock these out. Someone's grandfather who gets angry. The funniest shit. Probably won't answer, but...
Your
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 845-249-9853.
Stop it, you motherfucker. Okay, can you send in a number for some douchebags back in the kitchen, friend of yours? But it's kind of late. I don't think they're going to answer. And in the light of moving on and ending the show here soon, I will have to pass on that. Now, Bobby Roode, you know, I can't. I gotta go to sleep. Bobby Roode, I'm gonna apologize. Bobby Roode, he's a Twitter listener, and he wanted to send me numbers, and he actually went through the trouble. I feel bad. He sent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 separate requests of pranks, and I just hate, like, he took the time out. You know, it just makes me feel bad. Someone sat there, took the time out to fill out the stupid form, and then I don't even call any of them. Guy's name is John Melson. He works on computers and puts an ad on Craigslist and Facebook. Say he fucked up your computer and he smelled like pot when you picked up your computer. Okay, I'm going to go with whatever he said. He works on computers and put an ad on Craigslist. Okay, cool.
Pot aroma computer.
Sure. Ooh, look, man, you like that? That turn you on?
Get a good resin hit off of it.
Oh, man, look at you, Mr. Drugs. Smoking drugs.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7.
Oh, no answer there, sir. We'll try another one. I went straight to voicemail. I got to try at least one of these for Bobby Roode. Please call the guard. Well, he said, please call the guard before 10:45 Central Standard. That's already too late.
Well, it's only 9:45 here.
Yeah, I said Central, Milkman. What time zone are you in? Pacific? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
This guy's a real dick. His name is Shiloh, and he falsified info to take his kids away from their mom from custody. We can't mention none of that. But call and say... From Microsoft going to cancel his Xbox account. His name is Naked on Xbox for bad behavior and cheating during games. Okay, good.
Yeah, and his name is Shiloh, huh? What is he, like a nuclear...
Shiloh.
Missile expert.
Shiloh, like the city. You know, like the...
Maybe he worked on a farm, you know, like that corn Shiloh.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Still... Civil War battle, right?
Yeah, the Battle of Shiloh, yeah. It's up around here where I live, I think, isn't it?
Oh, so speaking of Xbox Live, anyone listening wants to add me, that would be fun.
Then give out your tag.
Harry Flashman.
Harry Flashman?
Flashman. F-L-A-S-H-M-A-N.
Well, it's out there. It'll be on the podcast, just warning you.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, hi, listen, I'm calling from Xbox Live accounts.
Okay.
Yeah, this we have you registered down with the name Naked.
Do what?
We have you registered with the screen name Naked on our system.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Well, we're canceling your account. There's reports of bad behavior and cheating.
Hell, I haven't even been on Xbox for, like, 4 months.
Yeah, exactly. From 4 months ago, we have you down. I guess, I don't know if you were playing some online shooters. And we have some piracy complaints. You were playing pirated games on Xbox Live, and the system caught you. It caught your IP address. And we have your name as Shiloh via your internet provider.
Hold on. Pirated games. How is it pirated? I have a receipt for it. I pre-ordered Modern Warfare 3 from GameStop 3. How is it pirated?
Yeah, no, it's a pirated copy of Modern Warfare 3 that you were playing online with. And we got your gamer tag, and then we had a subpoena to your internet service provider. And they gave us your IP address, and we got your information. So we're just calling to let you know, first of all, that your gamer tab, it's going to be disabled within the next 3 hours. And
hold on. For number one, I have proof to show that it's not a, a pirated copy.
Well, I hope you
do. For number two, I don't understand how any of this is coming up 4 months later. I haven't even touched my Xbox has been broken for 4 months.
Well, it took 4 months for your cable company, your internet provider. It took them 4 months to give us this information.
Well, for number one, there's nothing that you guys don't need to be touching my game tag, for number one. For number two, you guys are jumping off the board with what you assumptions. You guys don't even know what the hell's going on. So,
I'm proven guilty.
The
registration key.
That I'm innocent.
You're playing with a pirated registration key. When you're logged into Xbox Live, it's logged into the Xbox Live servers. And here in Microsoft in Seattle, we got a whole list of people within 5 days that were doing this. And we subpoenaed all the internet providers and we got your information. So we're doing this. First of all,
video game piracy is very serious. Pirated, then what?
Video game piracy is a very serious offense, sir.
I understand that. I can prove that it's not. Then what?
You should be very ashamed of yourself.
I can prove that it is from GameStop.
Well, you have several games here.
Several games? Several games of what?
Several pirated games that you were playing.
Like what?
Well, the one that I've got here is Modern Warfare 3.
No. Okay, for number one, for me to, like, not assume that you guys are a prank phone call, and I don't end up calling my T-Mobile server to prove that you guys are fake, and then have you guys served with an arrest warrant for harassing me at... What is it, 9 o'clock at fucking night?
It's 12.
Plain and simple, you can prove to me by telling me what other games I've had on my Xbox.
The only list
and
I have is...
you have exactly, like, 10 seconds
shut up, you don't tell
me exactly
what to do.
What
listen, I run the computer machine here, you understand? You don't tell me what I have to do. Piracy
yes,
is illegal.
You are calling my phone
offense.
At 9 o'clock at night, bud.
Piracy is a serious
I can tell you
offense.
What you can and cannot do.
I call
you
the shots.
Prove to me you are who you are. Or I will call the cops and have you harassing me.
I call the shots. I call the shots here. I'm in charge and I run the board.
No, you don't, bud.
I'm
no,
in
you
charge.
Don't.
I'm turning it off right now.
I haven't done a damn thing wrong.
I'm turning
I have
off.
Fucking
I just turned you off.
And fucking proof that I have no pirated ass fucking Xbox games.
You're out of here. You're out of here. You're out of here. You're out of here.
You know this is all being recorded. You know this, right?
I'm putting you on, I don't give your permission to record this.
It doesn't matter.
Well...
Unless I bring it up in court, it does not matter that I'm recording this.
Well, I don't care.
I can show it to police officers that you are harassing me at 9 o'clock at night,
well,
and not have any proof of who you are.
When you signed up for an Xbox Live account, you gave authorization for us to contact you if you were pirating games.
Yes, if I'm pirating games, there's nothing that you have. Show me where I'm pirating games, and let alone. Multiple games. Please show me.
I have computer receipts and everything here. My dot matrix printer comes up.
Computer receipts? No, I'm not asking for computer receipts. You're harassing me over my phone.
Also,
tell
you're
me what
give
other
me,
pirating you, games I have on my Xbox account now.
I already told you that I only have access
no,
to...
No, you said Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
And that was it. So tell me what else
no, there,
I have
there,
on my account
I
that
can't
is pirated.
See. Hello, stupid mister. I can't tell you what other ones you have. This is a lawsuit.
Because you're lying out your ass,
this
and you're not who you say you are.
This is a lawsuit
you're
brought on by Electronic
me,
Arts.
I will have you fucking arrested.
Electronic Arts is making this lawsuit against you. That's the only information I have, sir. Oh, he's gone. Wow.
Ah, shit, I was saying if we could find out his Xbox name, you can look it up on Xbox Live and list the names he's played.
I said what it is.
I think he needs to call right back.
Let me...
Why don't we have the English lawyer?
Yes. Well, look him up there real quick, Mr. Harry Balsack, whatever your username is, your gamertag. Look it up. All right, BK Ted, what's taking so long?
This month, thought he had something going on here, man. I think it's time to call in the big guns.
It's time for me to get going, man. It's 1 o'clock. That was good, Bobby Roode. I told you we get to it finally, Bobby Roode. I'm glad we did. 24-Hour Health Club and I feel that Zach was treating me bad when I came in to join the club and that he was coming on to me. All right, we can do that. Ted, you want to do that? Would you be interested?
No, I've done a health club call before. They never turn out. I have like a health club call from a while ago that I did that went on for like 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Just nothing. I gotcha.
Make it short. Yeah, it won't be short if I do it. I know you need to go to bed.
Let's see.
Jesse,
hi. I have a complaint to make about a gentleman there who was looking at me in a sexual way.
All right.
He's a worker there named Zach. He was treating me bad, and when I came in and joined the club, he was treating me bad, and then he was coming on to me. He was looking at me, and he was talking about towels to me also.
Okay.
Is it normal for the man not to cover himself fully with the towel after the workout and the sauna and all that stuff?
I have no idea.
Well, you know how sometimes the men go there and they take off their towels?
I guess. I don't know. I don't really go in the men's locker room.
Yeah, well, Zach went, he was showing me his privates, and he said it was normal.
Yeah, I don't think he did that. But
yeah, he did. Put him on.
What?
Put him on, I said, woman.
Yeah.
No, put him on. I'm sorry. Oh, man. See? There you go.
Look, you got off to a bad foot there.
Something bad between us, I think.
Stop on bad foot, woman.
Anything UK Ted, because I'm ready to call it off. It's the night.
No, you may as well call it a night.
All right. Well, here we go. Well, let me, we'll keep Milkman on, but UK Ted, thanks for being on tonight, brother. You're the man. Thank you, sir.
No, thanks for having me.
Bye, everybody.
You got it, UK Ted. I'll talk to you soon, man. Take care. Bye. And
bye.
Then, Ted Webb, good night. Blue Planet Prank Radio, right? .com?
Yeah, it just flows off the tongue.
It does, man. Yeah. All right. See you later.
Get a shorter domain name.
I told you, look for Blue Pranks. I bet you that's still out there.
Anyway. I won't get rid of, obviously, the long one, but I need a short one that I can say to people.
Yeah, to redirect. Okay. Cool, man. Yeah. Smell you later.
Take care.
See you. Bye. All right, Ted Webb, and then
Webb.
Will Milkman. Yeah. It's your time, Milkman. Try to do it fast, because like I said, I got to be in bed. I got to take
all
a meal
right.
time.
All right, let's make it snappy, buddy.
Snappy.
All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody for showing up, and hope you enjoyed the insanities out here known as the Mad House. I'd like to thank especially all of our friends right there in the chat room, all our friends over at Cacti, and everybody that called in tonight, special guest Ted Webb and UK Ted also joined us. Thank you so much. A lot of good numbers there from the Lonesome Loser and a couple bets there from Nunu. Appreciate all your help, everybody. Thank you so much. And the requested pranks there, Todd Rude, thank you so much for sending in a good call there. And I'll be looking forward to hearing from the rest of you here real soon. Because every week we do this show for you. That's right, our freaking blessed, lovely listeners. We do this for free. All we do is we ask that you give us the time and we'll drop the dime, man. Bring your friends, or better yet, send your enemies. Just, they're always welcome here in the Madhouse. Also like to thank our guest listener, Tech Lady. Hope you enjoyed her show tonight. Also like to thank Danny Wright for giving the homo burger to Jack Masterson. That was excellent. And like to thank all our friends out there that are listening over in the earballs around the world on the Madhouse Radio Network, Cacti Radio Network, Blue Planet Frank Radio Network. Thank you so much. And especially, we couldn't do it without the numbers hit, man. Thank you so much. And our big man, the man of the leader of the militia, the General Lee from home with the Madhouse, Hermanito Grande Star.
There you. Over to me.
Big right. Man.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you, Milkman. Yes, as Milkman said already, a big thanks to UK Ted, Ted Webb, everyone who submitted numbers, including Lonesome Loser, Big Nunu in the chat room holding it down, all our people in the chat room, including all the ops. Thank you for everything. I want to thank all the listeners, as always. Everyone who submitted pranks, including those that I didn't get to, I really apologize, you know. It's not as easy as it used to be around here. I try to do my best when it comes
to... Well, we'll keep them on the list for later calls there, yeah. So don't think that they're going to waste.
Yeah, so Bobby Roode, thanks for sending us your numbers, including that last one we did there was pretty good. RBCP, thanks for sending in the Walmart photo calls. Those are pretty good. Anarchy Punk and Big Ken, sorry I didn't get to your numbers. Red Sloth Man, I'm sorry I didn't get to that either. I know you sent in a prank earlier tonight. Shit. Yeah, I really should have done that. You really wanted me to do that too, Red Sloth Man number. Shit. Sorry, man. Sorry, sir. Dustin Kiefer, Lulu Curio, and Dirty Aaron sent in requested pranks that I did not get to, but they're saved here. If you remind me next week, I will do them, I promise. They don't get lost. They're saved in a bank. So, thank you. Yes, if you do your part and remind me, I'll do my part and get to them, I promise. I know. And, yeah, thanks to everybody. We're going to be gone. We be gone. We be out of here. Good night, Milkman. Take care. Good night, everybody. Catch you next week. MadhouseLive.com. Horse.org.
In the mouth.